Blog Talk Radio.
The busy work is getting fellas.
Ooh, baby, baby. Oh, yeah.
Looking at shit you
late as soon as I pop in. They come and scoop me up at LAX and I hop in. And when it comes to bad bitches, you know I got them. Some from Long Beach, some from Watts, some from Compton. You know a nigga wanna see how belly girls freak off. After that 5-hour flight from New York, I start spitting G at a bitch like a pimp, man. Tell her meet me at the Montreal so we can do our thing. She can bring the lingerie with her, I suppose. So we can go from fully dressed to just having no clothes. So she can run and tell her best friend about my sex game. Yeah, her best friend could potentially be next, man. Listen, man, shit changed. I came up, I'm doing my thing. Homie, I'm holding. Man, the store on watching you. For something get stolen.
No shopper, mad at me. I think I know why. Nigga using window shopper in the jewelry store, looking at shit you can't buy. Nigga using window shopper in the dealership, trying to get a test drive. Nigga using window shopper, mad as fuck when you see me ride by.
Yeah, once again, guess who's back? You know who it is. It's your boy Flossy Jeezy back for another exciting, oh, two, maybe 3 hours tonight of some, you know what I'm saying, fun, some music, some entertainment, you know what I'm saying, some little bit of world news, some of the national stuff, you know what I'm saying, and just general purpose, what it do on my what it do Friday, you know how it goes down. It's like, you know what I'm saying, a steak and egg breakfast, you know what I'm saying? The chicken laid an egg, but the cow made a firm commitment. You know what I'm saying? So I'm committed to bringing you the funk. I'm committed to bringing you some R&B. I'm committed to bringing you some hip-hop. And just general purpose, just good stuff. 646-595-3402. And I'm going to jump on the wire right away. From New York, we got Miss Melissa, 914. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, you know how it goes, Miss Leo. I'm just trying to do my thing, you know what I'm saying, like I always do right about now.
Oh, my God. I love that chicken joke you just did. That cracked me up.
You know how it goes. Chicken laid an egg, you know what I'm saying? He was in the game, but the cow made a firm commitment, so he was all in. Just like poker. You know how it goes now.
Exactly.
From Portland, Oregon to Rose City, my main man, Rawhide. What's going on with him?
West Coast always give you the best toast. What's going on, Flossy G? So, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, you know how it goes down, man. We got Melissa on the line tonight. I'm in here for a little bit of what it do Friday. I didn't have nothing really to talk about, but I didn't sit here just watching TV. I said, let me talk about it.
I'll tell you what, you was just playing some real nice cuts just a second ago. From that Queen Latifah to, you know, that 50, those, both of those were just banging cuts, man. Bravo.
I'm just trying to be like you when I grow up, man. Just trying to be like you.
Man. I hope we make it, dog.
Oh, man, we're going to be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about done with this Similac. I'm about ready to move up to my pacifier. I'm growing, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do my thing, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep it smooth and everything. And like I said, just mm-hmm. wanted to, you know what I'm saying, sit around and chew the fat. Melissa.
Man, glad to be
we
here.
We got a problem up there in New York. What is the deal with those cops jumping on that brother with the asthma and killing him up there yesterday?
Oh, you know what? I did not watch it. You know what? Ever since I had baby, I haven't got to really watch news too much. The child's making me watch Disney Channel.
Oh, well, there you go right there. That's probably more educational than the stuff that the alleged dominant society tries to set up.
But you know what? You know what is crazy is that what they show you on TV is not always the whole story unless, you know, there's always someone that knows something more.
Right.
Oh, which is always. Have you watched the video, though?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
So what had happened?
So you got this...
Go ahead, Rawhide.
man, so you got this young brother, you know, he's a big cat. And from when the video turns on, the cops are standing around him and they're talking to him. He is a little upset, but what he's saying is, please just leave me alone. You guys, it's the same thing. You guys keep messing with me and I haven't done nothing. I haven't done a thing. The guy that's holding the camera is explaining to or is commentating that this is all over him breaking up a fight. And so, you know, even though he's talking loud and, you know, you can tell he's very emotional, he's not being aggressive at all. You know, you know, he's simply saying, please leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I haven't done nothing. He's standing outside of his house because the guy said that they lived upstairs or something. And, yeah. And then next thing you know, it's going into a chokehold. There are scenes that are cut out or, you know, like it's edited for, like, maybe it went for a long time or something. But, yeah, for the most part, that's how that went.
So he got shot. The one that
no,
had
he
the
didn't
ass.
Get shot.
No.
What I think happened and
choked out.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
What, as Rawhide said, they were just kind of standing there, and he was saying, you know, tell him. He said, you know, every time you come over here and you see me, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
harassing me. I wasn't doing anything. He said this
mm-hmm.
thing needs to stop today. So then, you know, they do their usual thing, want to go to try to step to him and say, well, hey, you know. You know, put your hands behind your back. He said, no, because haven't done anything wrong. I've just been standing here, and, you know, I've got witnesses standing right here that's telling you that I haven't done anything wrong. And so what happened was immediately this cop, plainclothes cop, sits up and puts a chokehold on him. And two or three cops tackle him, and you all take him to the ground, and this guy is, like, got him in his chokehold, but he's, like, leaning backwards while they're on the ground, pulling backwards up against his neck. This guy is asthmatic, and he's on the ground like six times saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Each time he says that he's running out of more and more and more oxygen. And you know, people who are asthmatic, you know, once they get to, you know, losing that air, they need that inhaler. You need to resuscitate them, and they're cutting his air off. And plus, you know, this tactic that these cops get, and it's a national thing, where you get about four or five cops on top of you. This isn't the first time that these cowards have done this, and they're calling these New York cops.
Oh, absolutely, I believe it.
And they put these cats in chokeholds, and this guy, when he went to grab me, almost like a sleeper hold that he put him in. And the guy is suddenly saying that he can't breathe. And you got one guy, this other cop, who's in basically banging his head on the ground, which is completely disorienting him, and they're on top of him, which means that with this oxygen loss already, his air is completely cut off, and he's totally telling that he can't breathe, and they're so in a hurry to try to wrap him up, he's just laying there. So then he goes into seizures, and, of course, they want to push people back. They don't want people up close on the scene because people have sat here and watched this gentleman is only 43 years old and a grandfather.
Wow, very young.
Die off.
Well, you know what I think? I think the fact is that police officers don't get in trouble for what they do, especially here. I can definitely be honest about that. And that I'm glad that people have phones now that they can take this, because then there is a proof things they can do when they take actions they shouldn't be taking. And the fact is that they are taught not only to save people, but they are taught to kill. They are brainwashed. So you think sometimes that you might be screaming for them to help you, and maybe they're thinking, oh, you're being inappropriate, because they are taught that.
Yeah, it doesn't help either. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't help neither. But at the same time, I can definitely say that, do I think police officers here are racist? Yes, I can say that. Do I think sometimes some of them that are black that are police officers here, do they try to act like the white cops? Yes. And I can definitely say that things they should care about, they don't care about. like I see when we had like the 4th of July, they're worrying about who's doing firecrackers in their backyard before they worry about finding someone that murdered somebody or got a killer on the run, you know? It's like right. they don't matter about what's the serious thing. They worry about things that have nothing to do with them. You know? And for that man, right. I feel sorry for that man. And I would really appreciate that they just put him in jail. Because I feel like this, once you're a cop and you commit a murder or you commit an act that can kill someone or make them permanent damage to themselves, then you should go to jail. You should go to jail, period, mm-hmm. just like everybody else. Because if anybody else can do that, that
is,
man,
if
you,
you
should go to jail
video,
too.
Though, I don't think I could watch it,
but I feel like that if it's a group effort, then they should go to jail for it. I'm sorry, they can go put on the orange suits too. You know, it's once again, if it's all white men in that video that did that, they're gonna get off because hey, they're white. But it was black men that did that. Oh, and they did that to a white man. They all be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I think it shouldn't be nothing about race, and the men should go to jail. If you was involved in that and you wasn't helping the situation to go a positive way that the man will be okay, then you should go to jail. You should go to jail, just like anybody that does attempted murder and say if their friend kills somebody and they're witnessing the murder. You're going to go to jail too for it. You go to jail. You know? It's sad. It's corrupted. It is. So, that's mm-hmm. all I got to say about that, guys.
Oof.
Oof.
What you got on that, Rawhide? I got your quiet. No, well, we do over here. We're trying to let you get your full thought out. What do you think about that, Rawhide?
I don't know, man. I'm starting to have a big problem with the power issue and how helpless people actually are when it comes to just being out here on these streets, you know?
I agree with you. It's the power. When you got power, people, when they got power, they turn to be very ugly people.
Yeah. And you can tell that the folks that were involved with this, they weren't trained well enough to handle a situation because they were standing around and they didn't know what to do with themselves. And the effect of that, it ended up with somebody dying. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And I don't know. Beyond accountability, there needs to be the accountability of these people making sure that the folks that they have governing the streets or policing the streets know what they're doing, you know. I mean, it's been past time for that.
Absolutely. What's horrible also is the fact that a lot of these cops that are out here have a parental rearing that says that basically we're second-class citizens. Their parental
mm-hmm.
Way they're raised, they're taught basically more than anything that we're just basically animals. I mean, look at New York's former mayor with his stop and pat down search, for lack of a better way to put it, fuckery. Where you could just stop somebody just off the
just to touch them.
Just off the rip. You know, you're patting them down, you're touching them, you're doing all this crazy shit, and you're doing it, you know, unchecked. So there's a cultural imbalance. There's the fact that, you know, this business of this group choking,
mm-hmm.
this whole a style of business that they had of of you know, doing all this crazy business where they had an opportunity to just kind of, you know, abuse the situation. They don't, you know, and then, you know, you don't even try to get any medical attention for them right away. I mean, there's been several YouTube incidents where cops were recorded, you know, doing bogus pullovers, you know, calling men out of their names, trying to, you know, egg them into doing things, not handling cases where they deal with guys that will have mental, you know, shortages, so to speak. I mean, the gamut goes on and on, but with our people, there's this cultural divide and assumption that we are automatically a problem. I mean, there's been cases where, you know, I mean, Roy Jones Jr. still fighting. There's been cases where the police are just clearly out of control. And when you get a system in which, in order to get your story together, you put these guys on paid administrative leave. They have a chance to make up their story.
Right, that's always killed me. That's always killed me that's
very
the first
true.
Thing that happened. Why don't you guys go on a paid vacation? Because we need
right.
to figure out what exactly happened.
Right, and so that we can... So
or
we
they
can
try
kinda,
to cover up the stuff, because you know they cover up a lot of things. They're dirty. They like to cover up things. They don't realize it. They let me tell you something. That's why a lot of them age so old, because you know what? They're full of guilt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's these guys are heroes and these guys are role models. First of all, no, you're not.
Not all of them are now.
So you're not. No, you're not. I mean, for the good cops that's out there, you the percentage, unfortunately, I think it's reversed.
It's small.
I think there's 70% garbage and 30% good, honest cops, because you see cops doing stuff all the time, whether it's drug busts where a guy could be having 25 pounds of weed or whatever, and by the time they go to court, there's only 5 pounds sitting there. Or you see cases where there's been cover-ups because of drug money. And so basically, Training Day is your training film on how a lot of these cops do business. The movie with Denzel Washington. So
absolutely.
It's a great example of how the dirty cop system works. And when you can sit up and put a person in a chokehold, which to me is inappropriate, what happened to your tasers? If you really thought this guy was doing all that thing, you thought he was going to be aggressive, what happened to tasing somebody to bring them down? This business of chokeholding someone around the neck, and their air is already constricted. Then you get these big donut-eating rascals that pile on top of you, 4 or 5 extra ones, and they all average about 200 pounds themselves. So you got the chokehold guy that's close to 200 pounds, and you got these other 4 big donut-eating Starbucks alumni coffee-drinking rascals on you. You got about 1,200 pounds on you, and this man's asthmatic. That's problematic. That's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
No, those towers that I saw yesterday are not indicative of the so-called heroes that were. And there's times when policemen serve useful function, but I think that, I don't know, maybe it's the fact that a lot of these patrolling cops, whether it's foot soldiers or ones that drive around in cars or whatever, you know, it's just like, you know, I heard something that was frightening down in L.A., where the L.A. cops down there were talking about, well, they got their gang and we have our gang. And when you start, cops start saying silly shit like that, fuckery, basically, and for lack of a better adjective to give it, and they start this fuckery when they start talking about, well, we have our gang and they are their gang, that's problematic. That's problematic automatic, because if you have a gang member's mentality and you feel that you have to measure up and you feel that you have to, you know, have that type of mentality, then there's a problem automatically already. And heaven help you if you get the racist cop, right, that's born racist, that goes through a lot of stuff. It was so bad. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, CBS This Morning, because I watched you guys' New York news out here in the morning at 7 o'clock, and it's kind of a retaping, and some of the stuff is tape delayed, where a cop sits up and is driving reckless, and he pulls this trucker over. And because the trucker was recording what he was doing, of course it was a white guy, the cop allowed him to record him, and they got to arguing back and forth. He was telling how reckless he was driving and how he was driving speed limits, and the cop was speeding and driving reckless, and he pulled him over. The cop ends up letting him go because he was a trucker and he had recorded. I think any time that a policeman, because of the things that we need to keep going down with this, I think policemen, as soon as a policeman goes to pull you over, you need to have your cell phone somewhere in range where you can record their conversation.
I
think you really
agree.
Need to record their conversation, because with Rodney King, with this event and with other events that you've seen and heard the recordings, had these people had not had recordings going, these other folks would have pretty much, been kind of at the mercy of these cops. They would have been at the mercy of these cops, and no one would have ever known what was going on, and these cops would continue to get away with a lot of dirty stuff. But long story short, it's a pretty bad situation, no matter how you look at it. And then, of course, as we switch gears, you know, here's a situation again with another Malaysia airliner that's just taking off and flying to a destination that runs into some problems, and 295 people, including personnel that were working the airplane, lose their lives because it gets shot down by a rocket. This is a civilian aircraft flying over Russian airspace. And we'll talk about that when we get back. But once again, this is What It Do Friday, Miss New York. This is What It Do Friday. Sherron Hyde will be back in a moment. But we're going to continue to spin some hot ones out of control. Got some slow stuff, too, because I know you like some slow stuff. But I'm going to play a little song here that I'm sure you'll enjoy. And I'm going to play about three or four jams, and then we'll be back in just a little bit. So just get your party dress on and get ready. I'm about to put some stuff on you here. So get ready.
Hot sex on a Friday. 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 Hot sex on a Friday.
Hey, yo, who wanna put a fight for? No time, no hear from. Suckers walking around talking about they can get some, but that Bob is not cypher. No can do. And if you take off a joke, then ask the other two, and I'll proceed to let you know exactly how to flow. I'm not a law doctor, so just suckle with the hoe. Oops, my mistake, I didn't know you went with her. Should I run down the line of all the kids that done hit her? Don't be bitter. I hear that honey resembles a critter. Her, she likes to do one-on-one like my man John Ritter. But back to the subject, you can't catch wreck. You must give respect to earn respect. Suckers think they can hurt me, cause now it's back. You're full of jokes. Well, yo, your name ain't flex. I got the riches, the bitches. I'm lost like a Huxtable. You think you're all that, but your girl's quite doable, yeah. I'm telling you, G, to back up off me. I'm not a man called Hawk, but I ain't Mr. Saucy. Rapping is an art coming straight from the heart. So forget the chart, because the action got scars.
Where you at? To all my people with the funk, I'm the undercover brother, dump your hole in the trunk. Save all the sad songs and the tear jerkers. Niggas step back, it's the lyrical worker. The points that I create ain't in paperback books. The points that I create are for hookers in the crooks. My mental is excelling cause I dabble in the books. I'm not the one to front on the suburbs or looks. Yo, I get the pickings, I'm such a damn dickens. It's the synthesis, then the block just thickens. I run you around the track like a bunny and a dog. To me, you're just another MC on the wall. A link in the chain, fluid on the brain. I boast the pipe lyrics, and you're the mundane. See, I can't maintain, especially if you come back. I'm the lyrical master blaster, yeah, I can do that. I can also do your girl, so leave the hoe at home. Cause when I get done, I have a strong on bones. It's the no-joke pressure that elevates my mind. Make me pick up and go. When it's time to drop my rhymes, my title is rock, the abstract poetic. I'm in the idle mode, but my energy's kinetic. So smooth and debonair, special for the air. Gotta keep my thing in gear, cause it's evident and clear that I will rock.
Yeah. rock him. Yo, the saga begins. My eyes is a photography lens. Properly push pens and show quality gem. The harvest be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bin. I want lottery in. I want property friends. Plus my hobby is skins. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the guard will begin. Watching my odyssey spin in a place where war be. Based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone. Masters and zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown. I'm internationally known. Yo, so all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son. I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gun. Gun. The saga begins. My never-ending epic got the world spinning hectic. I quickly spread it till the whole city's infected. Suspended, I supply, intensify. Then commences my daily events. So by you get involved in it. Paragraphologist, narrating novelist, marketist, sound marvelous. I'm the star in this, which means the author's authentic. Most definite, every episode's an epidemic. So when you research, check it, here go the evidence. They represent with lyrical negligence for presidents. My signs existed without the fixing. Every inscription is a special edition. So all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just begun. The saga begins. The saga begins. Rock him. Set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins. Still say a rhyme after the next one. The saga begins. Rock him. Set it all. The saga begins. The legacy lives, let them see what the pedigree is. Mega thesis, blessing these kids with extra features. The depth is deepest, the deepest sea is. Telepathy increases, melody to speakers. Telekinesis, ideas appear as clearest. Pictures and movie theaters, lyrics you hear is devastating the way your ear is. So stay tuned for sequels, part twos and more. So soon you and your people to bug rust the store. The names have changed, the game remain the same. I once came to reign on his claim to fame. No stopping this, I'm dropping this with hip hop. And when the topic is topicless, then I'm writing the apocalypse. So all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle is just gun. The saga begins. The saga begins. Rock him, set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins. Still say a rhyme after the next one. The saga begins. Rock him, set it all. Yo, the saga begins. You know that I'm the solo with. Rock him, set it all. Rock him, set it all. Rock him, set it all. And you know that I'm the solo with. Rock him, set it all. Rock him, set it all. Rock him, set it all. You know that I'm the solo with. Rock him.
I say that's why he's my favorite all-time lyricist. He sends you out of control with that flavor that he puts down like that right there. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Well, how y'all feel about that this evening? Y'all still in there?
I'm here.
Well, I try to hit y'all with about three or four at a time, you know what I'm saying, to keep you... Keep your head bobbing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know you're bobbing your head because I can see it, Dr. Dre. Let's talk briefly about this. Yet another Malaysian airline plane. As you know, about 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago, there was a Malaysian airplane veered off course that crashed over there, you know, just off of the coast of India. And they never did find that airplane. And then here's another airliner, you know, yesterday that took off and was headed for. Let me get the story up here so I can quote the right stuff. It was heading for. Let's get the story up here. Okay, Okay, yeah, there it is right there.
Hey, do you know who was on that flight?
Who was that?
Do you know who was on it?
No. Somebody
famous? Are you sure you want to know? Because when I tell you, you're going to go crazy.
Who was it?
Who was
it? Do you
want to
know?
I want to know.
It was 108 of the top researchers in HIV and AIDS.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. Jay Sr. brought it up. Jay Sr. is the one who first found that out. And I went and researched it. Sure enough, man. 108 of the top researchers for HIV and AIDS were on that flight and are now
crazy.
Gone.
Whoa.
I couldn't make that up.
So was this an intentional deal or
how
or
could
what?
It not be, bro? How can it not be?
Wow. You know, they've been trying to find a cure for years.
That's insane.
Well, it was a convention that they were going to in Australia. And, yeah.
So that's where it was heading, was to Australia. And it gets shot down. Oh.
In the
Russia.
Ukraine. Yeah.
Man, I'm shocked.
I'm very shocked about that.
I noticed that one guy was the top person on the plane that died. I'm trying to get the names up here. Even to the Washington Post and not have their act together on the story, and I should have had mine a little bit better together. I thought that when I popped it up, it was going to be ready.
One of the guys had been a researcher in the field for about 30 years. Hey,
right.
I bet you anything, Flossie, I was right. When we were back talking about that plane and the one that went missing, I brought it up somewhere, and I said that I bet you that plane never left. I bet you that plane never left, right? So
right.
Now, what if we're looking at the plane that went missing and now these folks are gone missing or in hiding somewhere.
Wow. You know what I'm thinking? Maybe that one that came up missing that first time, maybe they thought maybe they got the planes wrong and maybe they meant to get this plane. Maybe they were confused thinking those people were going to be on that plane. Because, I mean, this is...
What's going on? I just know that this is really messed up, man.
That is really messed up. That really is.
I mean, that's hands down when you think about the enormity of what you just said a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
That this thing to happen like this with the people that were on there, that is like the craziest thing I've ever heard. I mean, One story that really ran out and gripped me is that this woman and her husband and their baby were scheduled to be on that flight, and they got bumped at the last minute.
I bet
and
they
I'm
did.
Like, and I'm like, that is, the woman was crying, and understandably so. She was like thinking, well, maybe this is a sign that somehow for whatever's going on, we were given a second chance, and I know what that's like after that surgery that I had that almost killed me a few years ago. To have a situation where you've got, you're supposed to be on there. That's supposed to be where you're supposed to be on that flight and somehow you miss it. That
mm-hmm.
is incredible. I mean that's so incredible and so horrifying that I'm lost for words. I'm usually not lost for words, but that's incredible, man. That those people were on there. That is a larger loss than we actually realize.
That's huge.
That's
very huge. You know.
That's incredible.
But I wanted to know, you know what's crazy about that is that what if those people that are the researchers, what if they really know how to cure something like this? You know how huge it will be of a huge relief you know?
Gone now. Hey, Flossie, man, I got to go. I'll try to clock in later because you said it's a three-hour show, but I got to get busy, bro. You know how I do it.
Hey, you're my man. You know, I'll be waiting for you when you get back. His name was Joe Lang, Joe with a P on the end, Lang. He was that pioneer that you were talking about. I appreciate you having that information, Rawhide. We'll see you when you get back. That's Rawhide Pro, one of the best producers here in the city of Portland. You know what I'm saying? Star Street Studios, Rawhide Productions. He's the man. God bless, my brother. See you when you get back. You know, this stuff, Melissa, is so crazy that's going on right now. I mean, police went out of control. AIDS researchers, they got me now scared to get on a plane because you never know what's going to happen. They just arrested a guy here in Portland, by the way, last week. It seems that like a jackass, he would sit up and wait for airplanes to get ready to land, and he was flashing laser beams in the pilots' faces. And it's amazing how you could get someone to be so ignorant and so careless. And I don't know, people have a strange sense of what a sense of humor is nowadays. They have a strange humor for what they think funny really means. And I mean, you got, you know, literally had hundreds of people at a time's lives in jeopardy, and you got these clowns out here pulling this knot head stuff and pulling these corny pranks or whatever that can literally cost people their lives. And it's just unimaginable that we would have to sit up here and honestly see this in our lifetime, where people are so ignorant and so out of control with their behavior that they would be willing to cost people's lives. But to know that the top AIDS researchers, it's just got to kind of make you wonder if some of these acts are intentional, and maybe that they knew those people was on there. I mean, come on, you could very easily tell the difference between a regular airliner and a military transport plane. A military transport plane doesn't have any insignia on it. Doesn't have any, labels or anything on it. It's just a gray piece of airplane flying across the sky. But I don't know. Things sure are dark so far as things go. And it's unfortunate that these things keep happening.
Exactly. I truly believe that.
I'm glad your boy Tracy Morgan is coming out of his crash that he had, and I hope that he gives, you know, hits Walmart so hard that he, you know what I mean? I hope he hits him hard enough where he can own stock, so to speak, because I mean it's absolutely crazy. That, you know, stuff would go down like this where, guys haven't slept for hours, and yet he's out here driving around on the road. And I'm sorry that he, you know, wasn't more well-rested than that. But, you know, you got to know what it is when you're out here on the road. You can't be running around here not having any sleep and be out here driving. You could have killed, very easily killed Tracy. And it's a shame that, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people sometimes can be so witless and so careless as to not pay attention to what's going on. It's a sad situation all the way around for everybody. And I hate to see it. I really do. I really hate to see it. But, you know, how it goes, it is, I guess.
But you know what? I feel like, was it really worth it for him to rush on the road to go to his stop? You know, it's not worth it. You might as well say to yourself, if I'm really tired and exhausted, I have to stop. If he would have stopped, he would have never been in this type of situation, the driver.
And evidently he went from Georgia to New York, or New Jersey, whatever, to get to his job. I think that maybe in light of that, you know, it always takes one rotten apple to spoil the whole bunch. I think in light of that, they ought to have a requirement that says that you are required to you're required to live in the state where you drive, because there's already an interstate laws I know out here in mm-hmm. Oregon where you're only allowed to drive so many hours, and actually that's a federal law where you're only allowed to drive maybe like 10 hours a day. And a lot of these guys, in order to get these bonuses or what have you, they push that envelope real, real hard. And it's crazy. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
It's things people do just so they can make that money. And at the end of the day, he don't realize that he can lose his job.
Right.
You know? It's like that chance of, am I going to go and do it? Am I going to really go get this money? Or am I going to go get some sleep? But I feel like you have to, your body can only do so much. You know?
I agree. And I agree with you to the point where people really shouldn't push that envelope when they know that there's a good chance that, you know, there's going to be an accident and stuff. They know that brother knew there was federal laws that govern how much he could drive. And so you're driving all the way to, to New Jersey from Georgia, which that's a pretty
mm-hmm.
good clip. And you're going right in and driving. So you had slept in 24 hours. That was a recipe for disaster. And you know, just like I do, and it's extremely, extremely frightening when you see some of those big semis driving up next to you. You know, I mean, it is, of course,
and just to know that they're not sleeping makes it even worse to be on the road with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shit, I'll go in the back. You go in the front. You know?
I
don't think the man's going to be able to keep his job because, A, he fell asleep on the road. So it's going to basically be his fault because he was the person that was responsible. You know? He's going to be the one that's going to have to pay Tracy Morgan some bills off. He's going to have to do that. I don't think they said that Walmart will back the guy up if you know, everything shows that, you know, it was an accident. But, that's like when you have a newborn baby and you're tired. If you're tired, then, you know, you can ask your family and stuff, somebody can watch. But don't sleep with the baby in your hand, because when the baby falls, you're the one that's going to be the person that's going to have to deal with the actions that just happened when you knew you could have prevented.
I can't disagree with any of that.
You know? So, Tracy Morgan, get that money. I agree with you with that. Let him get that money because, hey. And when you get it, hey, why don't you give brother and another brother out there some of that stock? And that way they won't never have to ask you for money again.
Exactly. Matter of fact, let me send you my email because I could use a couple of dollars, you know.
You know? You do like an email raffle.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Well, here's an ad for you. Looks like Lay's Potato Chips is going to offer cappuccino-flavored potato chips.
No, thank you. You know, no.
Yeah.
No way. For a pregnant woman, but no way.
It
must have been a pregnant woman that said, oh, I want coffee chips.
What's that flavor y'all like? Pickles and ice cream flavored potato chips.
Yeah, a lot of women like that too. You know what? Ladies, one they should make one. They should call it pregnant chips.
pregnant shoes.
You know. you want to get pregnant, you got to eat those chips.
There you go. You know, doesn't satisfy your prenatal munchies there. You know.
There you go.
Well, I tell you, that's crazy. We're getting weirder and weirder around here all the time. You know.
You know, they get the. Let me tell you something. That I'm telling you. They're heading there. They are heading there because if you're going to come up with chip flavors like that, then I guess they need to go make the commercial with the one with the fake belly and say, I eat this chip and I got pregnant.
Well, that's really some food for thought right there. Food for thought. They didn't know it.
You know, men are going to be like, hold up, no child support for me, because I'm not the father. The chips are.
Oh, yeah, some Maury chips. I'm not the father, Brad. And for the unhappy, unexpected father, in the case of so-and-so, so-and-so, you are the father chips.
That's how men don't eat a chip. Don't eat those chips and dip. Don't eat those chips and dip, you know? You might dip in the wrong spot.
If they're Geraldo Rivera chips, I'm leaving those on the shelf. I don't even want to eat that. You know what I'm saying? Probably make you ignorant and think that's okay for a brother to eat. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Exactly.
Here's a free you know, Zimmerman T-shirt. If you eat these chips, go on, man.
Man, you know what? If I seen that man, I would kick him, just to kick him. You know.
Well, he
probably get pregnant after I kick him. You know.
Exactly. Just kick it.
Just put on them boots and kick him like that. You know. I'm telling you, he needs to come live in the hood in the ghetto, because you know what? He ain't gonna never leave his house. He gets ass kicked every day. You know? He be like, oh, I shouldn't check for the mail because I'm gonna get my ass kicked. The mailman might kick his ass. Oh, I want to order some Chinese food. The Chinese man gonna kick his ass.
I'm liking the way that this show is flowing because we're talking about everything, and that is why I call it What It Do Friday. This is actually perfect conversation. It's a lot of good jokes, a lot of good levity, a lot of good music, and things that are definitely food for thought. But now back on it, 646-595-3402. But now back to what we're saying about this Geraldo situation. You know, his son was during the trial. His son was very, very angry with him because his son wears a hoodie, too, and owns a hoodie, and actually supported the Wear Your Hoodie thing. And on my Flossy Jeezy music page, where I produce my music and put my music on Facebook, Flossy Jeezy music page, I have in my profile picture, I have me sitting there in a hoodie, and the way that everybody was talking about first doing it, the first day they were talking about everybody wearing a hoodie for Trayvon, I think it was the day it was his funeral, whatever, the sun in the background hits that picture, and it almost looks like one of those religious holy commercial films because I'm kind of faded on the picture. I don't know how the picture got taken by my computer that way, but I'm sitting there in that hoodie. And I'm thinking to myself, I think back to Geraldo Rivera's son being mad at him because he said that was saying that, you know, if a black kid or an Hispanic kid wears a hoodie in the hood at night. Now keep in mind when this happened to Trayvon, it was February. Which means even in Florida, it gets cold enough, because you heard about on weather reports that at some point where it was so cold in Florida that they were worried about the orange pops and stuff like that. Well, he was in a part of Florida where it actually got cold at. So for it to be raining and for him to have a hood on the night that he was there, and this whole mess, of course, was because
he didn't really recognize where he was. And when they said that he was in people's yards and then walked away from the house, he was probably looking for the address of his father's girlfriend's apartment because he wasn't familiar with where he was at. And he was, on that night, he had a hood on. It was because it was raining outside that night, and it was cold outside, so he had this hood on, you know, to protect his, you know, keep from getting cold or chilled or whatever. He didn't do anything unusual, and he was probably looking on the houses for an address, and that's why he was walking around, because if your father lives in another part of the state, and you're not used to wherever you're at, you're going to try to look at addresses on the side of the buildings to see where you're at, and that's probably what it came down to. And so when George saw this kid, he probably thought it was something else, and yeah, they had some problems and stuff, but the whole thing is, well, my whole problem with trials and stuff like that is that with white people's history, or like I like to term it, the alleged dominant society, and I say alleged because I don't think they're as dominant as they think they are. I think they're misguided in a lot of ways, just for the purpose of explanation. The alleged dominant society has committed more crimes against humanity than any other people that there are, whether it's,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
This is AIDS virus thing, or dropping bombs in Hiroshima, or, you know, and I know you hate to see it if you're hearing it, well, feel free to call me, 646-595-3402. They've done some heinous crap during slavery and everything else. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, everything from throwing people off of ships to separating families.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, they've done so many heinous crimes and heinous things, and racism is still their worst crime, that they really are in no moral position. As Malcolm said 50 years ago, it still holds true. They're in no moral position to judge the black man because even if you say we even talk funny, well, we spoke Swahili when we came over here. We had an African language that was all our own. We were beaten and tortured in learning your language. We were basically brainwashed into, you know, following behind your traditions, learning everything about you, trying to figure out where we stood so far as we were concerned in dealing with you. So when you start complaining or insulting us on how we talk, how we act, how we do stuff, basically it's a washdown of always having kind of followed your traditions.
Absolutely. Black people struggled from the beginning, since from slavery, struggled for generations and years of it. And when you talk about the Zoom, the guy that I told about, I want to kick his ass, about the Trayvon Martin thing. Florida is the reason why Florida is a very Republican place is because the white people, and I'm sorry, just have to be honest and say this, is that a lot of them that was back in the 60s and 70s that were down around when Martin Luther King was there, Malcolm X and stuff were there, and how racist they were doing things to people just because they didn't like that they were black, they are old and they live down in Florida now. And those are the ones that get people like that guy, even though a child's wearing a hoodie minding his business, they get people like that guy off, and they let them free. And like that woman who killed her daughter. And I forgot her name, but her daughter was maybe like 3 years old, and, you know, they let her go. Yeah, and they let her go free. All those white people, they moved down there to Florida. They might not tell you that they are, but they were the ones that were up here during those times when people were trying to fight for their rights to sit on the front of the bus and stuff. They live down there. So just remember when you want to live in Florida, it's beautiful and everything, but you have to be cautious because you commit a crime, you're going to go to jail for it more than a white person is.
Funny thing about that Florida situation, too, is how the explorers came in and how they murdered up all those Seminole Indians and killed all those people down there. You know, I read this book once that I was working at a public library here before I got out been working at Medic to retirement. So it was one of these kind of deals where they had a book that was called The 50 Worst Americans Ever, or People Ever. And part of this list, it included President Andrew Jackson, the guy that's on the $20 bill. And I never forget reading this book where it said how he was the president, and before he became president, he was the general that sought out eradicating the Indians out of all of America and pushing all the Indians that we knew of from the East Coast and Southeast United States and up north on the East Coast. He was the president, or the president-elect, the general at the time, who went through the process of trying to eradicate all the Indians. When you say eradicate something, that means to try to do your level best to get rid of or exterminate as many Indians as you can. This guy, as a leader, exterminated more Indians than any general in the history of the country, and he's the one who sat off and to make reservations and pushing the Indians out of where they were. Because all those people...
He was trying to erase their race. He wanted their race to be erased.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Completely eradicated. And I'm probably going to end up digging that up at some point coming back. But every Friday night, you know what I'm saying, that we can get it in, we're going to have this show called What It Do Friday. Because there's so many different things that we can talk about that are not really subject specific, but just like we're doing right now, we can talk about a lot of things that's on our mind and things that we read about or remembered or whatever, just so that we can relate to each other, because we have to have a dialect, we have to have a dialogue that's represented for us and by us, because we have no media source in this country that we can trust what our emotions, our feelings, and our thoughts. And that in itself is a travesty. So this is why I created this page, and why I created, you know, gave it a show so they could have teeth to it. And speaking of having teeth, being able to sink one's teeth into something, your friend, my friend, everybody's friend, Seattle's own, the Emerald City, Sugar Ray Robinson is now online.
Hi, Sugar Ray.
Hey, what's up?
Sugar Ray's a teddy bear, baby.
What's happening, Sugar? What's happening, baby? How you doing? You doing all right? Hello?
Sugar Ray, what are you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm trying to find out what's up with you. I said, how you doing, baby? You didn't say nothing. I thought maybe I scared you or something like that. You all right?
Can you hear Melissa?
I'm listening. I want to know if he's okay.
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm inspired, man. I'm motivated right now. I'm good.
All right.
I'm real good right now. I'm in a good place, man. I'm feeling real good right now.
Ladies. Sugar Ray to teddy bear.
Yes, he
one
is.
Hug.
Yes, he is. He's also the black lion too, though. I understand that. Yeah, I protect. I'm a warrior at war, but yeah, I could be that teddy bear. I could be that nice grizzly if you want me to, baby.
Well, when Cyril LaVert asked Kelly Price, "Hey, what's your motivation? What's your motivation tonight, Sugar Ray? You said you motivated. Why don't you let us in on your motivation tonight and tell us what's going on?"
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is, man, I made an order June 29th, man, for Hidden Colors 3. And it so happened I went through all kinds of stuff with Amazon and I didn't get it. And it came out July 4th or whatever, which is Independence Day for some people. And it so happened, man, that it took a while for me to get it, and I got it, and I finally got it today. And I watched it, man. And, brother, let me tell you, I was already motivated before because, you know, I feel like I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. But, man, it's the juice that I was waiting for, man. And I watched it, and, man, I got my rules of racism, baby. So I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's get it.
All right.
Let's get it.
Room, room.
You just stepped into, you know what I'm saying, just another episode, you know, Flossy G Worldwide Show, you know what I'm saying, you know, What It Do Friday. And you sound like you got a real good head start. So we don't have anything that's a generally specific topic. We're just talking kind of about a collage of everything that's going on and going down. And I gotta pay a bill real quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw on a little bit of Luther, Martha, Washington. Let y'all go in and set the tempo, because when you two get together, it's electric and fire at the same time. So it's fire electric when y'all get together. So
most definitely. Let me ask you a question. One last thing. Let me ask you a question. When you go to pay the bill, when you come back, man, is it possible that we can have some melodic music behind us, man? And when I say melodic, man, something not so slow, something not too up-tempo, but something very
right.
pleasant. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure, I hope I'm not beating Melissa to saying it, but for you, Sugar Ray, anything, okay? All right?
Yeah, man, yes, indeed, man. Something I can lay my voice on, man, make everything get very moist.
You want to be a Barry White, he want to be like, oh, yeah.
Let's get deeper. deeper and deeper.
Let me play a short song. I'm gonna play one song and then I'll be back.
Indeed.
This is Mark and Luther. You know what I'm saying? I who had nothing. It seems like y'all got it all. So when we get back, we're gonna get into maybe a little bit of relationship talk, because it always gets hot, wide and wide, and it's Friday night, 646, you know what I'm saying, 595-3402. Yeah, he's stumbling on the track right now. I have five together, so you call the race. When we got the two together, it's all over. So we'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's cool. My man said ain't nothing wrong. Good Lord. Well, anyway, what's up, y'all? What's going on? What's up? What's on the agenda tonight, man? I mean, I was sitting watching the Hidden Colors, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. Let me share this right quickly, man. I was talking about the Hidden Colors, bro. And the thing that stood up to me about this is this thing about solutions, man. About they have solutions on what to do and things like that. And I'm hoping everybody that is listening, man, I hope they have the whole idea of being able to do something for yourself. You know, understand the difference between business and business. You know what I'm saying? Take care of be a business person instead of a business person. You know what I mean? Get your shit together, man, and pack it up. Get your game tight and sell yourself. How y'all feel about that, man?
That's 1,000 right there, family. You know what I'm saying? We say stuff all the time, but I pass on to other people. I impart to other people. There's no such thing as bad promotion. And, you know what I'm saying? What works for some don't work for others. But, you know what I'm saying? You have to roll your grind, move your grind where you move your groove. You know what I'm saying? That works not only when you're with your lady, but that also works when, you know what I'm saying, you out here, you know, trying to get your business fizzle along. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to grind. You might as well grind hard. You're going to be a man. You got to be a man and pull. It's nothing like a Jersey bull. Get on in there and let it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? Promote yourself. Promote whatever it is that you're best at and make it happen because can't nobody do you but you. You know, Steve Aaron.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So there it is right there. What you think
promotion
about that?
And connections. You got to have good connections. You never know. It could be someone's grandma might know something. You know?
Yeah,
everybody knows somebody.
That's absolutely true, man. Did y'all see that video? I don't know if you out in New York, right? And I want to know, tell me what the situation about Eric Garner, about the situation where he got killed by police. Are you familiar with that?
That's with the guy who, the one who got the chokehold?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that earlier, about how, you know, he just told the police that he wanted them to, to police leave him alone. And I was explaining to the guys that police are trained to kill. So to them, it's their first instinct is to, you know, to do stuff like that, you know? But I feel like they don't have no precaution. They get to do whatever they want. And then, and like they were talking about earlier, how they get to go and just sit at the desk and still get paid. That shouldn't happen at all. That's inappropriate. I think that they should go to jail like everybody else.
Right, right.
So get in your orange suit and go to prison. See ya.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna go and commit a crime, you should go and do the same thing. And another thing too, police have too much power.
Well, hold on, sister. Hold on. Hold on, baby girl. I gotta say something.
Okay.
Hold up, my man. Why you playing that music over there? And I'm just talking, man. I'm getting this jungleistic type flavor going on over here, man. Flossie, I was hoping the man, but cut the music for a second. Cut the music for a second, bro. Because hold on, just cut the music for a second, bro. I gotta say this, man.
I'm gonna pause that right there. Okay,
pause that, man. Because reason why I say that, man, because you play that music, man, his brother singing in the background. I'm sitting there listening to her talk, man. I feel like I'm sitting there at a dining table, man, looking at her, man, like, damn. I'm about to get high blood pressure over here listening to you, baby.
You know what? The music, the music just hypnotizes me, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You want apple pie or you want the newspaper?
No, see, let me tell you what I was going on with this because we was going on is that we was talking about something very serious, but I kept hearing and listening to the music. I wanted to get into something totally different, like, baby, what's your name? What's going on? What's your claim to fame? You know, I want to do that.
We could do that in a few minutes.
Well, you know what? I'm just giving people what they want.
I guess I have to back up off there a little bit, man. That was a little too much, man. Because girl, I'm about to come at you like a man you never known before, man. I'm about to turn to black color tonight, you know. I'm about to really say some stuff to you that might probably trip you out. We had to cut that off. It got kind of hot, man. Yeah, give me a drink of water right quick. Hold on a second, man.
Make sure you add some ice. Make sure you add some ice. You know, it lasts longer.
Good lord in the yard, boy, man. Good lord, have mercy.
Because I'm hearing the music too, and I'm just like, oh my god, I'm just saying, wait a minute, stop it.
I wanted some music, but I didn't think Fossey would come with that. He came with that, man. It was about to get hot in here, bro. The listeners and everybody about to take a shower. This is about to get bad.
Yeah, dude, you know I'm classic Flossie. I got a whole lot of that stuff in the room.
I mean, you know, it's gonna be steam. It was definitely gonna be steamy up in here because I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm gonna tell you this right now, and I can bring witness on the phone. In high school, brother, they used to call me, you know about Morris Day and the Time, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, they used to call me Norris Ray. My name is Norris, but they used to call it Norris Ray and the Time. But it was also, man, that I had the whole type of thing going on, and I was really thinking I was that cat, man, because I was real smooth with my clothes. I even wore a zoot suit to school, man. You know what I'm saying? I wore Stacey Adams, bro. I was about it, man. I was a real cat about that stuff, man. So when it comes down to this talking about, you know, macking, trying to get to know a female and stuff like that, it's nothing new, man. I could do that. I'm real good at that. Real rehearsed with that.
Well, you know what? We could definitely play that music, and you could definitely spit out your line. Maybe some others can use it.
Well, let's go, baby. Let's do that. Do you want to talk about that? We can get down now. If you want to go, baby. Because I want to let you know.
We can talk about that police story later on.
You
just get right on it.
Whatever you want to talk about it. What you want to talk about?
We can talk about it. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something, baby. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing your grandma's PJs.
Well, you wearing too much there. You wearing too much, baby. You need to loosen it up and take it off. Cause this is a hot summer night. It is a hot summer night, and you on the phone with Sugar Ray, and it's going down. So let me see. What do you like in a man? I want to know what turns you on. What makes you excited when you see a man and you're looking for a man? Not saying that you're looking, but if you have to be in an area where there's a bunch of men, what type of man would you pick out?
What type of man would I pick out?
Yeah, I want to pick out a man that likes
to make jokes, but at the same time be serious.
Damn, you're talking to him right here, baby. You're talking to him right here. I'm that man. I'm the man you're looking for. Have no fear. Sugar Ray is here. I'm that man.
The two of y'all can keep talking, okay? I'm hopefully using it, but I'm going to get to the phone call. Y'all go ahead and keep talking. Well, Flossie, we're in a situation, man, that I'm talking to somebody, man, if it's so happy and personal, y'all, I just want y'all to understand, brother. Don't blame me. Just blame the game that I'm about to unload on her right now. I hear that.
Yes, yes.
Just make sure you use a toothpick, you know, to make sure there's nothing in your teeth when you're talking to me.
Well, you know, I don't use a toothpick. I use my tongue, baby.
What?
Yes. Yeah, so Tevin, let me ask you something like this. So you like a man that like to joke and be serious at the same time, right?
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. You know,
a man that uses common sense, you know?
Well, my sense is coming. Yeah, I keep it coming. I keep it very coming.
You sure about that?
I'm positive. I just want to know if you're able to be able to handle it when that bring that common sense. Are you able to handle what's coming? Hello? Did I lose
yeah.
you? Are you okay?
I'm here. Well, you know what?
I don't know what, but tell me.
But you know what? Yeah, I got to be careful because if it's too much, I'm going to be drowning in it.
You won't drown because I'll save you.
What?
No, you won't. And I ain't the captain saver as you think I may be, but I'll save you from drowning because I hate to see a woman who wants to be drowning. I'm here to keep you afloat. I even teach you how to do backstroke. I teach you how to be good in your backstroke, baby. So you can float real well. Yeah, so you can float. You don't want to drown. I want you to float. Float on these waves, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're definitely gonna be my boat, huh?
No, no question about it. I'm not gonna be your boat. I'm gonna be your yacht. I'm gonna be your yacht, mama. I'm gonna make you feel good. You know, unless you like that. Let me ask you another thing though: is what are some of the pleasures that you like for a man to provide for you?
The whole nine yards.
What is the whole nine yards? I mean, can you break the whole nine yards down to me? Can you give me the first yard?
Well, I definitely could say a guy that's a good kisser.
Oh, good kisser.
Because if you ain't a good kisser, then, you know, I'll just shake your hand and go about my business.
Well, let me tell you something. Not only am I a good kisser, I'm a very good tongue kisser. In fact, I'm better a tongue kisser than I am just a regular kisser. So you pick the choice on that. So yard two. Second yard, babe. What's up with that?
And I can say definitely a guy that smells good. Because if you smell good and you kiss good, what?
Well, I got your cologne because you'll smell me before I even get to you. So that's check two. So let me get the third yard, if you don't mind me asking.
A nice love letter.
Nice love letter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very artistic and very, I love writing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my words, I have a lot of curves and a lot of swerves to them, and I used to be a graffiti artist. I used to also write raps, you know what I'm saying? So writing is always a very signature move for me. As a matter of fact, I love writing poems, so that's checkmate on that one. So let's go to the fourth yard, if you don't mind me asking.
Ooh, that's off one.
Yeah.
You gotta make a nice dessert. You gotta make a nice dessert for me if you really, really want the prize.
I could make a nice banana split with a cherry on top. You like that? You don't like banana splits?
I don't like banana splits.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, how about this?
I could do other things, baby.
I could put together some nice chocolate pudding for you. Or if not, I could make a...
You could make, how about the chocolate pudding with the banana?
Oh, great. That's even better. A chocolate banana with some nuts.
You know, you gotta crush the nuts fine.
I crush candy. You crush the nuts. How about that? That's check. So I got that for y'all. Let's go to the fifth yard, sweetheart. I mean, and you let me know when we can start, because I get yards. You said the whole nine yards. I get
the
10
whole
yards.
Nine yards.
Next thing,
I don't want you to run the whole nine yards and then lose breath, you know?
No. It's going to be touchdown. It's going to be touchdown every time. Touchdown, you know? So, yes.
So you get touchdown, you got to make sure you hold on.
Well, I won't fumble. And I hold on. I'm firm on my holding. The question is, can you hold on yourself? Because I'm very aggressive. sometimes very comfortable to the point where it's very touching and very slow. But must believe when it's all through and done, you will sleep at ease and you'll be great for the rest of the night. You know what I mean?
You know what? I would definitely make sure I got my knee pads on so
yes.
I don't slip.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
So I can keep
exactly.
up your game. I can keep up your game.
Well, you know when they say coconut, you know when they say coconut smile, that's lame. It's more of a sugar in a smile. You know, Sugar Ray in a smile, baby. So it'd be all good. So any questions you have for me? Because I'm quite sure I can find everything, whatever you possibly need in that category. That's no problem. From a kisser all the way down to the dessert, I can do it all, baby. No question about it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the reaction. That usually is the reaction always. I'm not surprised by the reaction. Oh, wow, yeah. But when it's physically going down, it's more of a situation of different from, oh, wow, it'd be a little loss of breath, you know?
Also, what you like when people call you names in the bedroom?
Yeah, I don't want to call me names, but you're going to say something. I don't know what you're going to say, but you're going to say something. And best believe me, you're going to
know. You know, be like, pass me the mashed potatoes. They taste so good. And you'd be like, wait a minute, but you need gravy on top.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you something. You give us a lot of suggestions. I heard, so, you know, just curious, out of curiosity. I see you talk about it a lot, and I'm going to be straightforward. Are you into oral sex? Are you like performing oral sex?
I feel like this. If your partner is doing that to you, then you could do that to your partner too. It goes both ways.
Okay.
If your partner doesn't do that, you don't do that.
So let me ask you this question. Are you good at doing that?
I get no complaints in the bedroom. Do you get any complaints in the bedroom, Sugar Ray?
Only complaint I get in the bedroom is, you know, they hate that it's over. They wanna stay. They don't wanna leave. They want to cuddle very hard. You know, it's a little situation of, it's a traumatic experience. It's more of a situation like an aftershock when you have an earthquake. It's the aftershock, the way you hold it on so tightly that you just, oh my gosh. And I understand.
So, Sugar Ray, you know what? The next time I need a shampoo, I'll definitely go to you.
If you like your life, I'll put you like this. If you think I'm full of that, okay, fine. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. Talk is cheap, and that's all I gotta say. But anyway,
A lot of people say talk is cheap. But it depends on when you do get to be with that person, then you'll really see, wow, it's magical.
I am magical.
You know, her hair was perm, and by the time you finish with her hair is kinky.
Well, I want her to be kinky.
That's a Sugar Ray flow.
Well, I want to tell you right now, I want her to be kinky going in, and it's gonna be perm when it goes out. In other words, I like the kinky, because I'm kinky. I want to be nappy. I want a straight African in that hot bedroom, meaning that's the best way you're going to get it. I don't want no situation that you see on TV. We're going to do it the way we used to do it back in the village, baby, back in the days of when we had it really going on. And trust me, I'm going to put it down every way. And I'm talking about very slow. And I ain't talking about, you know how some guys have to jump all day pumping. No. That's not my style. I'm going to sit there, I'm going to sit you down, and I'm going to do what I call therapy. I'm going to sit there and have my sex on you, and I'm going to conversate you to the point where you're going to be so energetic and so wet that everything after that is going to be very easy. So then we get to kissing and hugging, the foreplay is out of this world. I'm going to kiss you from the neck all the way down to your ankles. And trust me, when I get done with that, all your clothes are going to be off. You're going to lay down, and before I even slide myself inside you, I'm going to do my thing, teasing you to the fullest to get you so moist that you might even drown in your own moisture, baby, because I'm going to throw it down like that. Trust me, I ain't playing. I ain't selling the whoop tickets. This is real deal Holyfield, you know what I'm saying?
That's like having moist cake and putting water, putting milk on top of it, right?
Okay, all right.
I can definitely say is that if you can work it and your talk is not cheap, then believe me, Sugar Ray, your inbox is going to be very full when you wake up tomorrow morning.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's not no use. I already have a school inbox. I haven't seen everything you possibly think of, trust me. I be having all kinds of stuff, man. I mean, I've seen all kinds of shit, man. Now, trust me, I had a girl one time. We was at a show, man. We was at a concert. I think it was Genuine. We saw her at a concert one time. So it was like last year, 2 years ago, whatever. And this chick, man, she was so excited, man. Not only did she took her panties off. I thought she was happy. She had a dress on, but she took her panties off up underneath her dress. And it wasn't like she was happy. It ain't like she threw him at Genuine. She fucking threw him at me. You know, and I ducked like, damn, bitch. You know, I want your fucking dirty ass drawers. I don't know what the fuck you been doing. But she was
being
a bottom.
You know, those wipes.
but the thing is, you know what it was? It wasn't so much of the music of Genuine. It was quite sure it had something to do with it. But it was just the fact that was I was clean as a motherfucker, though, man. I was clean. I was cool. I was sitting behind my shades. I looked like I was a rock star. And that's how I was. I looked like I owned Genuine. You know what I mean? So she got excited with me. She kept on looking at me and rolling and grinding and stuff like that. But you know me, I just threw the deuce up and said, hotel, baby, I'm out of here. You know, I ain't tripping off that. So.
Wow, so, basically, you got free panties, free wet panties.
When you say the inboxes and stuff, I've seen pictures and all that stuff like that, mail and things like that. I'm just saying that right now, if I get a lot of inboxes, that'd be great. It'd be nice, but I hope it's
you know, all
business.
The ladies want to be like, oh, yeah, Sugar Ray's in the
No, I don't want that. That's not what Sugar Man needs. What he needs is he needs business proposals. You know, he needs opportunities, man, to launch his money, you know, to get this black economy going on. That's what I need, but, you know. But
that's
else,
right.
But anything else, you know, I take it as flattery. I pop my collar. Yeah, hey, it's cool. I'm glad I got this going on. They must like this. They must dig in the Sugar Man. That's all good. But what I'm trying to say is, though, is like, I'm just letting you know. You said you like somebody in control and somebody can be serious at the same time. I'm just giving you that right now. If you like, I'm giving you that. That's what I'm giving
well,
you right now.
Let me ask you this, Sugar Ray. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
When you
go
see
ahead.
A female talking to you and just see that her nipples are hard, would you think to yourself, hey, is she thinking about me or is she thinking about somebody else? What do you say when you see a woman when she's talking to you and that happens? Or maybe like on a date?
Well, if she got some hard nipples and she's talking to me, I'm just going to smile. I'm just going to smile. Like, how you doing? I mean, I'm just gonna smile and then and continue with the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all I can do. I'm not gonna say nothing. We must be having a good conversation because what we're talking about, I gotta tell that topic and get very good with it.
Let me ask both y'all a quick question. This is fire. You know, we got Gerald. gonna continue to attack the house, whipping on through here. We're not putting one on both y'all. And you know, and ladies first, men first, all matters who have to be. What is it that can go on? You know what I'm saying? Where you know, you got to that spot where you know, you get the love and you all physical and everything. What makes you not ask somebody to come back? What are some of the things that if you got with the person and you know you feel okay, what set of things are there that were turned off with you that made you not ask them back for a second time away?
I'm just sure with that. I didn't quite really get the conversation.
No, we can't hear you. You got to turn down the music a little bit.
Okay, well, y'all moving so hard. I was just wondering, what kind of thing go on, right, where you decide that, okay, well, you know, this just doesn't work out. You know, you had sex and you did the sizzle, but what kind of things can happen or what kind of things go on where you just don't ask the person back for that second time around? And you had sex and everything. It was relatively okay, but what happens when you don't ask somebody to come back? What did they do wrong for you to not ask them to come back, and maybe you just don't even want to see them again after that?
Oh,
that
wow.
First time?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely can say if the sex is bad, instead of me hurting your feelings, you know, I just avoid you.
Hey,
you know.
Let me ask you, what is bad sex? Is bad sex you not having an orgasm?
Okay, this is...
No, it's just... Oh, he has a small penis.
Is,
so what?
Okay.
I want to know.
I had that experience before. I definitely have that experience. I'll tell you my two different experiences. Okay, first of all, a guy that I was seeing that was always talking about how great he is. Oh, and mind you, he might be big, but it doesn't matter because it depends on how that person makes you feel during that moment. Unless you got a Sugar Ray, then, you know, it ain't popping. So, basically, and so he talks about how much about that he likes to, he loves to go down on women. He loves to kiss and all the other stuff. You know, it makes it sound like he does it like he's like the best in it. So I wanted to see what was the best. And you know what happened? All I got was three licks. And I said, you know what?
Oh, man. See, okay. So that's... So let me ask you. So,
and I
okay.
said to myself, I said, wait a minute. This man talks about this stuff so much that he can't even, he doesn't even know how to lick one. He doesn't know how to lick one. And it just made me be like, okay. Even though he really liked me, I said to myself, no, we have to leave that alone. We have to leave that alone. Sorry. Three licks and it's over. Three licks and it's over.
So you don't like? Did you get an orgasm? Did you get an orgasm today?
No.
Okay, so you didn't. No. So I understand.
It was totally like, I was like, wow, that's the game he got.
Damn,
I don't think I need to teach him anything. I think I just need to get my ass to go home.
that's crazy, man. Because I think that. Well, you know, I mean, I know that. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, is it you not having an orgasm that makes it a bad sexual experience?
And he was a bad kisser as well. It was just all the combinations. You know,
okay, let me ask this question then.
Yeah.
Okay. So he must be good in conversation, or he must something about him that is good that got you to where y'all was butt naked. So, what is good about him?
Well, you think about it to yourself, like, okay, you say, okay, he's a nice person, and the conversation
nice
is okay, but still, it's like, you know, that person's, you know how when you have people that are way more attracted to you than you're not, and you say to yourself, like, whoa, But then you say, I'll give it a chance.
So I'm going to cut you off. So basically what she was doing was, he was a nice guy, so you basically doing a favor for him just to give him some ass.
No. It wasn't like that because...
Hold on, I'm trying to figure you out. Check it out. You have not said anything, the reason why he deserved that. I mean, he's been a nice guy. I mean, it's a lot of nice guys.
But you know what? It really blew me off. Like, you know, maybe there's men out there that probably do that to women and stuff and say, wow, like, I wasn't good in, that woman wasn't good in men. I had to leave her alone. He wasn't good in bed. But you know what?
What I'm trying to find out is,
and you know what? Three licks don't make you wet, okay?
Okay. Listen to what I'm saying. Follow me on this. I know he wasn't good in bed. But I'm trying to find out what is it about him that is so good to get you in bed. Well, he had to do something. I mean, you say he was a nice guy. That's all I got from him. I mean, he opened the door for you,
you know,
and then he said,
crazy.
"Okay, I'm going to bed with you."
I can't really remember too much of it because it was a long time ago. But it's just that.
You've been normal wild or something. I mean,
no, yeah, it's not normal wild. But no, it was way back a little bit. I guess maybe that's like maybe like. Maybe not,
well,
like
damn,
5 years ago.
I'm going to tell you right now, you fuck around and meet a guy like me, man. Shit, that shit's going down the next few seconds then.
Sugar Ray, if you give me three licks, I'm going to close my legs and go home.
No, you don't get no three licks out of me. You don't get no three licks out of me. What I'm trying to say is, though, is that this cat here, he's just a nice guy, and you can get to bed with you. I'm just saying, you meet me, shit, I'll be... You probably fucking
well,
lose
you know
your
what
goddamn
too?
Mind
you know
around
what too?
A cat like me.
You know what, too? Even though you sleep with someone, when you see their personality or how the way they are and stuff, that added it too. Because the way how he acted wasn't really acting the way that I thought he was. So it just made me be like...
You was in a good mood. You felt like you got a little horny and you want some ass. You said, hey, that's fuck.
No. It just, you know how like you're just in a, you're just like in that moment of saying like, you know, you're in those moments and you're like, wow, everything feels right now, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And I was just realizing that, and there's another thing too, he was a Minuteman as well.
Okay. Let me say this real quick. For all the female listeners, if you're out there and you're listening, if you can, I don't know if you can, maybe too late to call in at 646-595-3402. I want to know what you guys know, what you guys think, and I want to find out what you guys don't like about guys in bed. What makes a guy, after you have sex, what makes him bad? You don't want to return and want to hook up with him again. Recycle. Why you don't want to deal with him anymore? Because I want to know. Because that's stuff that I need to know. I'm going to see a guy.
But Sugar Ray, I'm just being honest. It was a combination of, you know what, he's a Minuteman /... Three licks / it wasn't great sex at all. It was like, I was wondering myself, I don't have no time to teach anybody to be like, this is not the way I want to do this, and this is the way I like this. I was just like, no. When you turn me off, that's it. And I can definitely say my second experience I have been with someone that was small. And what's funny is that he explained to me that he was, and that he just was very uncomfortable with his own body. And we go like, wow, because the fresh men don't like this fresh thing. Well, I'm big or I'm small. Like, and when he said he was small, he was really small. The thing about it is
it's
the reason why I did not stay with that person, because I just felt like, yeah, he was small and everything, but the way how he treat a woman is probably something I just didn't like, you know? Like, he take a relationship a different way. You know? Like, you know how a man doesn't know how to appreciate a relationship with a woman? You don't appreciate your girl and everything, and, you know, you just feel like, well, he's way too cocky, but I don't tell him that it's small. But I admit, it was small, and I had to, you had to fake orgasm. So, I know there's a lot of women out there who say, oh, I fake orgasm, but I don't tell him. But I don't think men know that we do that. I don't think men know that.
Well,
you know?
Let's
be honest.
Let me ask you a question about that real quick. Okay, there's some women that say that, you know, sometimes the super long is damaging to them, but then there's the guys who are on the smaller deal. Have you ever dealt with a guy that was on the smaller end and he really knew how to do his business as far as getting you moving and stuff? Because, I mean, a lot of that's a combo factor. It's the French plus the mix, you know what I'm saying? As in a mixing spoon, you know what I mean? And the French is a many, many kisses. Is there ever a time when you've had a fellow that really wasn't, how can I say, endowed, but at the same time, he knew how to do what to do and work with what he had? You still satisfied, or does it really matter to you?
I know for me, I wasn't satisfied, but, I wasn't satisfied. But in the relationship, I wasn't satisfied. But it's like, if I see him down the block, would I tell him, whoa, your thing was really small, and whoa, your personality's really small? No, I'm not going to say that. I can say hi and keep walking.
The size matters to you.
No, because the one I had did the three legs, he was really big. And, well, he just didn't know how to work it and stuff. He was a minute man. I was like, no. I'm like, I can't.
Uh-huh. All right.
So it all depends. Like, it depends on some women out there. It depends if they like big or they like small. Or, let me just be nice to men out there. Let's say small, medium, and large, and extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Which category are you in?
Me?
Yes, Mr. Teddy Rupson.
I'm a little brown Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausages are very small.
Yeah, I'm a little brown Vienna sausage, baby, you know. But I get it done, though. I make it work.
Wow, that's small. I mean.
Yeah, it's tiny. I'm going through a situation of not growing. But that's okay.
You want some of that miracle cream?
No, I don't need that. I'm like ODB, baby. I keep it raw. I like it raw.
Well, see, that's how they get babies, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, I get
that's
it done, baby.
That's why you gotta do this, Sugar Ray. You have to do the pull out.
Nah, baby, let me tell you some of the pull out. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm okay with my sexual situation.
Are you comfortable with the pull out? Because some men they think they're gonna pull out, but then they forget. You don't want to be in that type of baby situation. You gotta have a pull out.
What the hell is a pull out? You talking about during sex? I mean, like,
yeah.
Oh, hell no. I don't do the pull out. I thought you were talking about like pull up my pants and show you or something. I mean, I'm not gonna be laid up in your and going up and then when you get it. Come and pull out. No, I'm not going to do that. I've done it before, though, but I'm not going to do that. No, that's not my style. I come in with the whole shabam. I bring the saran wrap, the aluminum foil, all that type of shit. I wrap my shit up.
You sure?
I gotta wrap up, man.
Because let me tell you something, men are, let me tell you something, men get so tempted of just seeing that cupcake. They don't
see
even, they be like, oh, you know, they get so tempted, they don't even think about anything, you know?
Like,
should I pull out or should I leave it in? Should I pull out or should I leave it in?
No, fuck that.
Some of y'all sing a little bit better than others, but depending on how good y'all singing and how good your singing voice is, you get all Marian Anderson on us, we don't want to pull out of there.
Yeah.
If you my lady,
we don't have to worry about the aluminum foil and the saran wrap. We don't have to worry about that. Well, if you my lady, you gonna get it wrong.
Wow. Well, you still gonna pull out if it's your lady?
No, I'm gonna pull out.
See, you gonna pull out?
No. Because you ain't gonna let me pull out.
You gotta pull out. You know what?
No,
but the thing about it is, sometimes some men get too, y'all men get too attracted to the kitty cat, you know? And you say to yourself, oh my gosh, it's tempting. But
no,
I gotta pull
no,
it out.
No,
but you're like,
no,
no. I wanna see what it feels like.
No. It's one of those situations where it's like, if I go in, you're gonna be on birth control pill. And if you're not gonna be on birth control pill, we already know what's gonna be. Because I'm not pulling out. Cause you my lady, you my lady, we are getting down, and we ain't have no worries. Dang, that's the last thing I'm thinking about pulling out. What kind of stuff is that? That's like bungee jumping. I'm gonna kill myself, but not really.
Well, you know what? You let me tell you something. When you got pulled out, you got to make sure you got, you know. You got to make sure you make sure you from. We're far away from the kitty cat.
Okay.
All you don't want nothing to drip on the kitty cat. Nothing at all.
All right, babe.
And you can't tell her you blame it on the alcohol. Don't blame it on the alcohol.
I don't drink and drive.
There you go. There's
you know, a lot of people
want
to blame it on the alcohol. They said, oh, I didn't pull out because I was drunk.
No, really? I don't drink and drive. No, I don't drink and drive. No sloppy here, baby. I don't drink and drive. I just drive.
And that's another thing, too. Do you realize sometimes is that sometimes you have to get yourself really drunk to sleep with somebody?
Well, some people,
you know, people do that. Men and women, like, they'll drink a lot just to be like, okay, I have to sleep with that person. You know, like,
that's kind of, to me, guys that, I don't know about everybody, but I got to speak on guys that seem to have to drink. It's more of a nerve situation. They get their nerves up. The guy get drunk and go and say what they want to say. I don't need to do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do that. I used to do that, man, but I don't need that shit no more, man. I'm going to be direct. You know, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to feel you out. You can drink if you want to. I'm going to possibly get some water or whatever. But think about it. Though, it's like I'm already medicated, and I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to talk real smooth to you. And the situation is you're going to either turn it off, but if you don't want to be with me, you're going to think about what I said to you, because no matter who you talk to in the club, I planted a seed that you're going to think about. You can be like, damn, he was nice. Because he say, baby, you probably come out and say, well, listen, I got somebody I'm not interested. I say, okay, baby, fine. Thanks for the conversation. And by the way, you look very nice tonight. Now, I want you to know that you missed out. And I just walk off. Simply just walk off. And I wouldn't necessarily go to the point of trying to, like, press. Because when guys drink so much, they be pressing. They get mad. Oh, man, fuck you, bitch. You want to holler? That's sloppy, man. Like, what the fuck is wrong with Homeboy? You can't stand that?
Was that what you would consider to be mind sex foreplay?
Well, yeah. I put it by it's a seed, but yeah, it is. It's one of those things when it comes down to it, because I'm going to tell you right now. Right now, when I go out to any situation, I don't go to clubs or anything like that, but if I go to any place that I know going to be women in there, I'm going to come and I'm going to get clean. I'm going to take a shower like you never seen before. I'm going to fucking throw on some nice cologne, clean. I'm out my clothes. I'm going to the deepest of my closet, get my pressed clothes on, and I'm putting them on, and I'm throwing them out of goddamn Stacey Adams or whatever, and I'm coming. And when I come in there, I'm going to make sure my breath is smelling good, my teeth are sparkling, everything is nice. So when I come to this chick, man, I come in that spot, man, I'm coming there, and I'm bringing nothing but a game. And the thing about it is, sometimes when you get all that together, you ain't got to say too much because you're gonna be good enough to talk to. You're gonna smell good enough to talk to because that's one of the things. Women don't want to walk around looking like they talk to some bomb ass dude. They want to smell you want to look like he got some money, like he's doing good. Because I know what the females think. They want to have that look like he got some money. I may have like $2 in my pocket, but my conversation is bad. My conversation is bad. And it's like,
we got a couple of callers that then came in here.
Oh,
bring them in.
All right, bring them in. Hello.
We got
661. Hey, how you guys doing tonight? This is Dwight McClanahan from Trenton, New Jersey.
Right.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hey,
welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot. I've been sitting here for the past half hour. You guys are the truth, let me tell you. You guys are fucking awesome.
Thank you.
The reason I called up is I wanted to say nigger, 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 nigger,
nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger. Okay, anyway. Welcome to the show.
Did that really just happen?
Well, it happened.
Some people sleep.
That guy needs Jesus, man.
That's what happens with inbreeding, that kind of stuff happens.
Definitely. That guy's inbred.
But let me get back to what I was saying, because he needs to suck up some game. His dumb ass needs to suck up some game. But like I said, I come to the club being bad as a motherfucker, though, because I ain't worried about anything what a female going to say, because the thing about it, I'm like a magnet. I'm going to attract.
I'm going to attract attention.
So when I get to it, I'm going to make her feel and understand that, hey, you are a woman of my man, and I'm not going to disrespect you, but you're in the comfort of good conversation. And it's all about conversation.
That's right, Sugar Ray.
Yeah, and we sit there and talk because it's not about me imposing my will or you imposing your will on me. It's just good conversation. And when you get to that point where you're having good conversation in a club or in a dining room or whatever, that's mind sex taking over. And the conversation be good. It may not be happening that night, but at the same time, it's going to get to that point where you're going to say, like, hey, this is a good conversation. Is it possible we can exchange numbers or something like that? And that's when the situation comes. And then that's when the layaway is in the full effect. And when I say layaway plan. You make a down payment on a good conversation, and you continue making good conversations with our down payments, keep making payments in those conversations. After a while, you're going to purchase what you want. And when I say purchase, it's either her or that booty, whatever that comes.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a tap situation.
Tap it up.
So you know that's how it works, man. So the guy that called in, man, that's some games. You can go take to Mary Lou and tell her how to do it, man. Make sure, brother.
You got to learn something. Make sure you clean.
Make sure you clean, man. You can't come in and smell like sausages and scrambled eggs and shit. You can't do that, bro.
No.
And
make sure you got some clean jeans. Don't be wearing those dirty jeans that just got the laundry.
Yeah,
that
reminds
me.
I'm calling from Humble, Texas. I've been to Humble, Texas, man. I've been there.
Right. Yeah, I've just been down here because I own a dojo down here. I own a karate dojo.
Nice.
Yeah, I was actually calling because nigger, 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 nigger.
Oh, no, not you. Not you, too. Come on, Bill. Is that all you got?
Yeah, it is.
Is that all you got, Bill? Is that it?
Oh, wow.
Really, Bill?
Yeah.
Really? Come on, man. What else you got, man?
Jay is too black.
For one thing, you got to say
black
something.
Black is the new
gay.
That word doesn't work no more.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas are mentality.
Gay.
I guess you the white. Guess you the whitest nigga we didn't talk to tonight, huh?
I'm here with a million. I'm Jason Davis.
That's inbreeding. That's that inbreeding.
Sure, you're not Chinese.
You're Chinese. That's the kind of shit that comes out your mouth. Why don't you have a good night and go have another beer? All right, there he is.
Oh, what a racist man.
You gotta understand, man. Them fucking trolls, man. See, he was thinking about the motherfucker like that, man. Let me say this right quick. Just to dedicate to all you guys out there listening. And with the nigger, I just want to say this to you guys. It shows you what you are. You're a very coward because you're not able to do anything, and that's possibly fine as you're upset, and you're probably beating your meat jacking off to our fucking show. That's great. But I can always say, you guys, sit back and
listen and try to learn
something from us. But I hope you guys can soak up some of this gain I told y'all, punk ass, because the thing is about it, you listening. That tells a lot. You're listening because
you're listening.
You're learning something, and you get the nerves to call in and nigger. That's all you got, man. You can't even fucking know it. You calling me a king, basically. I mean, for real. But anyway, man, the thing about you guys, man, the guys, all you people out there with those words out there, that's fine. But one thing I want you to understand, you can hate black people all you want, but recognize that you guys need us because we don't need you. In other words, you motherfuckers are a dying race. You guys are the minority. We are not. We are the majority. Our race are growing bigger and bigger and bigger. We've been through so much, and we're still fucking here as you guys are trying to kill us. You got to think, why are you trying to kill us? You know why? That's because you're trying to survive. Because you talk about this and talk about that, because a black man can walk in there with his, in your world, with his big dick and probably wipe out your whole fucking race. A black woman can wipe out your whole fucking race. You can't do that. So your vulnerable, insecure, lame, little, tiny, rice dick ass want to call in with some nigger. Child, please. You got to come better than that.
Because that's just pure ignorance. You know why? I'm glad you're listening to the show, because hey, you'll learn. You'll learn to be more black.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I've always said that's what happens when cousins fuck and have kids. When cousins fuck and have kids, that's what ends up happening. You know what I'm saying? That inbreeding and all that. You know what I'm saying? Pigs and animals and. You know, everything like that. Of course, your father and mother raise you up ignorant stuff. You gotta realize this is a different millennium now. When I hear that word, or when I hear any other word that's like that, I go look up words like that. I go, you know, figure out what they mean and stuff. And that word, if something's in the nigger portion that's a negative, that can be anybody. That can be anybody. I'm careful when I look up their words and stuff, because this is the kind of stuff that happens, and this is what has to be expected. You know, the whole thing is that these are people that don't like themselves very much, and they
absolutely
problems, and you know, they call up, they hear us talking about some mature stuff. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation at our commercial for what it is to be ignorant jackass. You know what I'm saying? We're a public service, you know, forum. So, yeah, I'm glad he had an opportunity to show us the shoe size was, which is probably a bigger number than his age mentally. We'll be back in a moment.
So now, with that hot stuff right there, that classic, it, we're back into the thing, you know, what it do Friday, and also what it know. I want to tell you, Cigarette, that was a nice breakdown. Listen, that was a wonderful breakdown. And now back to where we were.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Like, you know what I'm saying? What Mom used to say, that once monkey don't stop, don't show it. When you have people that call in like that, you almost have to feel sorry for them. Because like my man said, our conversation was so good, so in-depth, and we were talking about so much real stuff that, you know what I'm saying, this is why I was to be a legend, not in society. They still haven't grown yet, and I'm going there, like Sugar Ray so eloquently put it, you know, when your race is starting to run out of time, and when, you know, all your kids and grandkids and nephews and nieces and nephews and stuff like that hear this conversation that we have, and you see on every level, they are, you know, loving what they hear and loving what we're saying and talking about. It's not hard to imagine that it's going to make us a little nervous or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, we take it out of our hands and get there. Children a little ignorant, so we just keep moving on. And this is what growth is. This is what growth does. And I'm proud to have it all on deck. I'm proud to be able to associate myself with
you. Absolutely.
But
you know what? I like is that as black people, we always stay strong no matter what someone does. We always on top. Because we know how it is to take something rough and make it and turn it into a positive, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're strong black people no matter what. No matter what. And you know what thing too? I would really like to say this is that I think that the person that called, they probably was with somebody else on another line. And that's why it made it look so awkward, because they think that we're stupid and don't realize that they're doing that. And you know what, too? You have to realize that those type of people that do stuff like that, they're not like us black people that we go venture out and be with other people. They like to go be with their cousins, their brothers, their sisters, their aunts, and have babies with them.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier.
So
that's
they can
wipe
their
earlier,
information,
you know,
all over their phone.
That's what inbreeding does. You know what I'm saying? That's what
they inbreed, and that's what makes them so ignorant, because they inbreed it.
Yeah. You know, sleep with your cousin and you have a baby, and then you come into an apparatus like this where, you know, it's Friday night. You know, we've all earned the right to be here for Friday night and to be able to do this. And like I said, sugar,
absolutely.
You know, I do things all the time, and you know, you come right along and you're a regular on the show, and that's what we want. We want fun times. And my thing is, ignorant is ignorant. If we get an ignorant black person on here acting like that, I'm gonna push them aside too. If we get an ignorant, you know, Hispanic person, they come up here, they don't know how to act, I'm gonna push them to the side too. All we have to do is continue maintain doing what we're doing, and there it is. Sugar Ray, you back in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking fresh in the flesh, bro, right here, man.
Oh,
hey, you know
Sugar
what?
Ray.
I want to say this real quick, man. Well, you know what, man? You know, that's great, man. That's, you know, that's you know, when guys call in like that, man, and they say stuff like that, that's just basically a compliment, man, because the thing is about they're listening to our show. So it's cool. You're helping our ratings. When you call in, you say what you want to say, you put your 2 cents in or whatever, and not even 2 cents, you put your penny in, well, that's fine. But that's okay. We throw the shit out and keep pushing. Because I ain't worried about, you know, that type of nonsense that goes on like that. You do
absolutely
what we expect you. We do what you expect. You're doing what we expect you to do. You say what we expect you to say. You prove what we thought you were. So when you say what you said, it don't even, just like you said, that's all you got, man. Because it doesn't, it's like it doesn't even bother us, man. It's not even.
Not
like,
really.
It's like,
no.
Nah, really. It's like, really. I mean, come on, man. Floss, that's what I'm saying. Floss, you came with the best question, man, because the thing about it is, man, when you start to have knowledge of yourself and you start to really learn about yourself, you start to love and really feel good about yourself, and you're in that position of being already there, there's nothing that they can fuck with you like that. Because when that comes to you, man, you just look that shit in the face like, really, brother, that's all you got? Seriously. I mean, you can't, that's all you got? Because the thing about it is, man, over the phone is the only way he gonna do. That's basic him. That's just like him hiding behind a bush and saying and run. Like, oh, wow. It's like okay, I can't see you, brother. Okay, I can't see you, white boy. Okay, white boy. Okay, cool. You're saying and you run with the rest of them. Okay, fine. You're gonna have it. Yeah, nigga. They're running. Man, please get out of here. I'm not wasting my time, man.
Maybe that comes to show that we're stronger because we don't care, and they do. Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't call in.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna say this one thing, and I'm gonna digress from the situation. I'm gonna sing something to you. Come back, Nikki. Come back. Come back, Nikki. Come on back, bitch. We need to holler at you, man. I mean, you called, motherfucker called in. He probably saying got to call in and jacking off on the show, bro. I mean, you got guys doing that, man. They just love it, man. They fucking purrs, man. Fucking, you don't know, feel like, smell like peanut butter and jelly and bologna sandwiches and shit, jacking off on the fucking show and shit.
You know why? Because they wish they had a black woman. They wish they had a black woman like me, and I'm just spreading that chocolate love on the phone.
Man,
you know what I mean?
He's jacking off. He having dreams about you and dreams about Sugar Ray and shit. But Playboy,
that's
right. I don't swing that way, man.
That's nobody shit right there.
You know what? Sugar Ray, they got to check out their size because they got to be small, medium.
You see all the sex talk we was talking. He didn't say anything about that because he probably was jacking off while he was talking. But he called in when at the end of the conversation was already done. When I was talking about me coming in dressed my best, that's when he calls in with that BS. He got quiet for a little bit, listened to it a little bit, get excited and shit. But yeah, after he got excited, he called in and he thought he was done, so he wanted to say a little bit. Go clean up your mess, man. Go clean up your bed, your towel. Go put the towel in the goddamn dirty hamper, you little nasty motherfucker. Nasty-ass white boy, man. Fuck him, man.
It was so funny when he called, his email address showed up, and his phone never called it twice. Like, he had no chance to call right back. I'm like, what happened was, is your fingers were all stuck to your phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? You tried to take your hand off the dials and stuff, but your hand was all sticky. You know what I'm saying? We know what it was.
Okay.
We know what it was.
Hey, you know what? Flo, let me cut you. I got something else I want to say, and I want y'all to see me real close. I'm going to say this real quick, man. Okay, as I look at my Facebook account, you know, I was telling y'all how excited I was to get the hidden colors. I posted it and said I finally got my hidden colors. I waited patiently. I paid my money. Well, you have some guy on here that came here already saying some crazy stuff, and I basically deleted him off. Well, I got some other cat on here. He puts a link on here, and he's talking about watch Hidden Colors. He put a link on there. So it's a link to go to where you can go watch it for free. Now, I'm going to say this, brother. And I'm going to say this, man, and I want cats to understand this, and everybody out there listening, I don't give a fuck who it is. If you ain't trying to help the problem, you're part of the problem. See, all that bootleg shit, man, all that free downloading shit, all that reposting of all negativity and stuff like that that you do, you guys, man, need to really stop, man, because I'm going to tell you why. If you can't afford to pay $30 to buy Hidden Colors 3 so you and your family can see it over and over, And all you can do is go on there and comment. After I said I received my DVD, and all you can do is put a link on it. Like, you got a hookup on how to get it. That's the business. We want business. We want that business. We want business. See, that's the thing. The difference between little boys and men. We got to cut that middle ground shit off, man. All this cheap-ass shit with cats trying to download and sneaky and trying to pirate shit. I can understand if you're doing some of that white shit. That's fine. But when it comes to supporting us, when it comes to supporting
absolutely,
us, we're trying,
right.
And we're trying to generate money, and you got somebody who put their money in to put a DVD out that's so very educational for you and your family, and all you could do is go on my column and text and put up a goddamn link on where I can go and watch for free, you are fucking part of the problem. Because I bet your punk ass got a motherfucking $90 or probably $100 Jordans in your fucking closet. Probably got a T-shirt or something. Probably cost $40, and some jeans cost $40. You probably drinking all damn day. You probably, that's another $50. Probably doing some unstupid civilized shit, crazy shit. But you can't spend $30 to go and get Hidden Colors 3. That can be beneficial for not only just you and everybody around you. And I'm talking about you, and I hope you hear me, and you know where he come from, Floss, and you know who he is, and you know what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing cool about that shit, bro.
Let me tell you something. Once again,
you
got
to support your black. You have to support your own people. And when you buy bootleg stuff, you're not supporting your own people. You're degrading them. So how? Man, when you see a black film come out, support it.
I broke this thing down yesterday, and I'm going to break it down again today because I broke it down. I think it was, sorry, day before yesterday when we had a show. I'm going to break it down one more time. The word premium means the top of the line, the best you can be, the creme de la creme, as it were, the top of the line you can be. So with that being said, fuckery comes at a premium. And when people practice the art, because there's an art to it just like anything else, because people perfect certain things that they shouldn't be perfecting, they become the best at the top that they do. It's a premium. It's the top of the line of what they can do. And when people do fuckery, it comes at a premium. Now, for those of you, again, as I broke it down the day before yesterday, fuckery is a short word for, you know, man, that's some fucked up shit, or look at how fucked up that is, or this is a fucked up condition. So I just break it down and consolidate it and quantify it. Fuckery. And when you get shit like that to happen tonight, when you get people that bootleg stuff because they're too lazy, when you get people that hate on my man Sugar Ray because he's setting up a page to educate people, when you get people that hate on what I do, when you get people that have nothing else better to do than to talk about, you know, what black male is kissing another black male or putting Tupac in a dress or all this old silly shit that goes on like that, and you don't have enough strength or enough weight in your underwear to even, you know what I'm saying, to put into a thimble. That is fuckery. When you hate on another man's purpose on purpose, that is fuckery. When you're hating on someone because you have nothing else better to do, you sit at home all day long while your woman goes out and busts her ass and work, right, with a big old T-shirt on and a frown on your face and your feet smelling like chili Fritos because your nasty ass ain't got up and washed your ass in 3 days. He's sitting in the same spot she saw you in 2 days before. What you mean? You want to talk about how she's giving you a hard time. That, by definition, is fuckery. So anytime you get people that practice the art of fuckery because for no other reason they have nothing else better to do, those are the people that you actually kind of feel sorry for them because they're lost. They don't have nothing. They want to challenge everything you do because they don't have nothing that they can represent that they say represents themselves. And because they don't have nothing to do, because they don't have nowhere to go, and because their life is just consumed by how ugly they can be, how ridiculous they can be, how they can hate on somebody else, how they can hate on another man's purpose, or a woman's purpose for that matter, on purpose, bottom line, that's fuckery. That's fuckery. And you need to quit practicing that fuckery. You know, they say a doctor doesn't study medicine. He practices medicine, which means over and over again, he becomes the best that he can be. So when you're practicing fuckery, and that is the best that you can be, there is no need for me to get upset over anything you do. Just like I asked that clown a little while ago, is that really, is that the best you got? Is that all you bring to the table? Well, I've been sitting for about a half an hour. Well, you know what? Maybe you should have sat there for another half an hour, and you guess what? You may have learned something that you can pass on to somebody else. But if your life, if your situation, your circumstance is quantified and within the boundaries of, and you are of what you are, you are of what you hang around with, you are the people that you hang around. And if you're practicing fuckery, or your mind is like that person's mind was, or any folks that be hating on Sugar Ray because he's being original with his pages, or he's telling you some real stuff about empowerment of your people, empowerment of yourself, trying to figure out a way to make you just feel better about your condition, because for centuries, decades, centuries, you know, 4 score and 7 years ago, what Lincoln was actually telling you with the Emancipation Proclamation is that for a score is 20 years. So for 87 years, 4 score and 7, all the presidents that we had were illegitimate. The Constitution was an illegitimate document. All the things that was going on was illegitimate because they were not being practiced in their proper form. So if your only form and your only practice and your only ritual is the practice and the pragmaticism of fuckery, and that's all you got, man, don't call my show. I mean, if that's what you got, don't call my show, because you're not even a benefit to yourself. And that is my soapbox, Bossy G's soapbox for the day. Don't practice fuckery. That's my soapbox.
Yeah, man.
I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, man, I'm just, this situation that turned real racial since homeboy Tom Dan, and read this on this, on my, look at Facebook. And, you know, I just think, man, when it comes down to black people, man, I think one of the things we got to understand is, you know, there's a lot of things I learned today, you know what I'm saying? And even the situation is about the word black, about us as calling us black, you know what I mean? So many different things I learned, man, but I'm not going to go into that. But what I'm trying to say is, man, is that we definitely have to learn how to support one another, man. Because one thing we do, we always go against the grain about us as people. I mean, we always go against, like when somebody's doing something, we always speak bad. And then when somebody puts something out, they always taking a shortcut on how to get things. I'm just don't like that, man, because I get to the point, man, that it's really, really tacky, man. You know, my man Flossy over here, man, my brother, man, we've been talking for a long time. And the thing is about it is though we have the same agenda. And this brother here, you know, just based off conversation, man, you know what I'm saying? This brother sent me a laptop, you know, just straight sent me a laptop. And I hate to put the business out there, but I'm going to just tell you who he is. Because you know what it is? It's one of those things, man, is that we are on the same team and we're going against the grain for the same cause. You know, we are brothers, you know what I'm saying? And that's real. And it's a situation like next month, I'm going to launch a website, and it's up and active right now, but actually it's up and running right now, but it's going to be active for real in August. And I'll give you a real actual date real soon, man, but that's going to be really, really big. And he, at the same time, Flossy is part of it. I'm part of it. And everybody that's melanated is part of it, too. Even you part of it, miss. You part of it, too, in New York. And we never met. But what I'm trying to say is that this is a site that is for us. It's very informational, and it'll give us direction. And it's my contribution to us, man. It's a way to basically get information out so we can basically take it and learn it. Because I know it's a lot of us online. There's a lot of kids, and everybody's seeking for information. So the more we make the information more accessible to where they can easily get to it, that's what I'm trying to do. And it's not going to be just your typical website or try to do this, try to do that. You know, it's going to be a thing where we're going to do some stuff where we basically got to generate some money, but it's all about supporting and helping each other to get each other to where we got to go and get things together, because there's a lot of money out there for everybody. Well, us as black people, man, we got to quit doing each other like that. So when man, when you putting out, when somebody put out a movie that's for black people, we got to spend top dollar. We got to put money into it like it's one of those things you have to make a step out there to go get it. You can't sit there because I'm telling you right now, man. I know cats, man, who are on that bullshit, and you can't tell them nothing. And they think all they could think about is being this real nigga shit. Well, that's fine, man. But one of these fucking days, man, you got to come real and spend some real nigga money on some real nigga shit. Because you got to quit spending money on that bullshit and trying to bootleg and trying to shortcut and all that kind of shit. I don't like that shit. That shit's tired. It's done.
I definitely agree with you with that. And you know what, too? Is that when I see men out on a corner who could work but don't work at all, and that they just live off the government and they complain, all they do is complain about how the white man has this, the white man has that. Black men, empower yourself and get up and do something.
Yeah,
don't sit there on government assistance and talk about the white man. Get up and show other young brothers that they can improve and have a good life. You can have the same thing a white man has. The thing about it is that you have to work for it. You work hard, you have your own business and stuff, then from there it multiplies. You know what I'm saying? From there, you'll never hear another black man say, oh, how about the white man? Just empower yourself, you know? Don't sit there and talk like that.
Real spit.
Real spit, man. I mean, real spit, man. I mean, yeah, bro. It's some dusty cats out there, bro. Some cats. That just makes me mad, man. Some real dusty cats out there, man. And they are agents, man. They are absolutely agents. They are some conscious dudes that are inside men. And then we have them every time. I mean, Malcolm X, it was an inside man with him. Marcus Garvey, it was an inside man with him. And they always be along side by side with you, all goody good with you. Tupac even had one around him. Biggie even had one around him. But they always had them guys, secret guys in there, hanging around and fucking you up. And knows what's going on right now. Straight up, bro. So we got to identify them guys. And let me go ahead and delete this fucker's comment, man. I can't stand fucking goddamn agent-ass motherfuckers, man. That's why I'm not fucking with these cats, man. So anyway, bro.
You know what, though, in the real, though? It's like Cat Williams said. You gotta have haters. You know, when everybody else is out of work, and I say it all the time, when everybody else is out of work, and nobody else ain't got a job, even when we was in an economic downspin after the Republicans got their sorry asses out of office, you know, haters had a job.
Mm-hmm.
Haters stabilized the economy and kept us going because, you know, you got, and like my man said, you got to allow haters to do their damn job because you don't know how you progress unless there's a hater around, in honesty. So my thing is that if your station in life, if your place in life, if your, you know, dichotomy, a.k.a. your makeup, is to be a fucking hater, and that's what you do in the commission of fuckery, then keep doing your job and keep doing a good job because what you do by being a hater to the cause is that you're Illuminati. And the true definition, not this showbiz bullshit, but the true definition of is a Latin word, Illuminati, means to illuminate, to bring light to. So maintain your Illuminati because the brighter you try to cast your negativity on me, the harder you make me work. For every hate act that you do, right, my mother, the good book, whether it's Quran or Bible or whatever you subscribe to, says that you should think five times before you speak. So for every one time you pull a hater act, those of us that are out here, the Melissa, the Rays, the Flossy G's of the world, we are turning up the bulb 5 times for your every one hate. So if you hate 500 times, 2,500 times, we're going to be shining brighter. So keep doing your damn job. Keep up, as Scarface said, keep up the bad work. Because every time you hate, every time you come like them clowns there, or every time you you try to hang with a group that may not even be worth it, and you see cats hating on you in there, or they got their little insults and stuff, it's because a follower is a follower for a reason, because he can never leave. However, it has been told and said that the best leaders will always get followers. But at some point, the only shadow you can't step out of is God's shadow. But you even have to step out of your folk shadow. I have very intelligent young son. You know what I'm saying? 28, 21, just turned 21, and the 19-year-old who turns 20 in October. And I tell all three of them, I don't want you to be nothing like me. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm a bad person. I'm saying it because I honestly believe that you can be your own individual, and I want you to set your own mark based up off your own merits. So if your merits and your works is to do as good or as right as you can so far as making your life the best it can, so your children can see you shine and you shine on, you can take my examples, good and bad, but be your own person at all times. So you haters out there, you know what I'm saying? Not this bud, whether it's the chronic or the beer, this one's for you. And keep on hating. Maintain your hater rate. Maintain your fuckery. Because all you're doing for me and for those like me is illuminating my purpose on purpose. So every time you do that, just know, for every one time you show hate, I'm gonna give you 5 times that. So I hope, what I'm hoping you do is, I'm hoping that you hate 5,000 times. So that way I can shine 25,000 times brighter than you're doing. So while you be in that little 15-watt bulb that you plug in the wall so that you can see when you walk on that level and you got to get up and go take a leak or something, I'm going to be that bright ass light that blinds the shit out of you when you turn the light on in the bathroom. You have to have that one eye open so you can see the toilet where you're aiming at if you're a man. You understand what I'm saying? So keep on hate. Keep hate. You know what I'm saying? As much as you hate, just to understand that Flossy Jeezy, Sugar Ray Robinson, and Melissa, for New York's finest, is going to be coming at your ass saying, hey, let the games begin. We in here. We ain't here to stay. We ain't going no place.
Uh-huh. Flashing light.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't mind if those haters out there hate, keep right on up with the bad work, because you know we got work to do. 646-595-3402. You can find us on the web, flossyjeezyshowworldwide. You know what I'm saying? You can find me, on Reverb Nation because I make beats. That's right, on some Premier Pharrell type stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Tumblr. You can find me anywhere where you can type in Flossy Jeezy. I'm going to be somewhere with the illumination. You know what I'm saying? Sugar Ray's got the nothing, affair. It's bigger than hiphop.com. You know, he's got the old, Spirit of the Black Planet. I mean, we doing Jeezy's, man, that make a whole lot of sense. You know, we love dollars because they make sense, but that ain't all what we are. But we try to get it in and do our thing, but I mean, you haters, man, yes, I'm trying to seek y'all some raises so y'all can get a raise. Because every time y'all raise up and rear your ugly head, we're going to be there with something to knock you down with this reel. So, see you, sis.
Yeah, man.
Here you go.
We definitely did. It's like, like everything we talk about is like in a good pot of soup. And, you just want to eat some and go,
Campbell's ain't got nothing on this soup. You know what I'm saying? For Grasso either. You know what I'm saying? It's all Boston cheese soup. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, you ain't got to go to summer school. You got all the knowledge you need right here. Sugar Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love having you folks on the show because y'all always bring the real on the relationship talk. Y'all paint the scenarios. Y'all say what it is. It's not only entertaining, but it's quite informative. I'm sure people out there actually, you know what I'm saying, get a healthy dose of what it is on the real, you know what I'm saying, from two real single folks who's out there showing how it's done and how to live it, you know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. You got to be thoroughly entertained all the time. And, you know, we the regulars. This is the trio. This is the group right here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call in, Flossie Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We got the woman's perspective. She's 100 all the time with her. She ain't holding back. And, of course, Sugar Ray, he's going to give it to you. But with him, you got to make sure that you have your skates on. You got to have your chin strap tied up tight. You might want to wear some head protection. He's going to hit you in the head with some of that real. So, I mean, I love this team, man. It's a good team. Time flies by. We got about 8 minutes to go. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving special shout-outs to the family, special shout-outs to Sugar Ray, special shout-outs to you know what I'm saying, Lisa, special shout-outs to, you know, all the folks out there that's really trying to do something. Special shout-out to the brother who put out the Hidden Colors. And, you know what I'm saying? And a special shout-out to my Chicago Bears. Looks like they're trying to allow the Bears, at least the Soldier Field, to host the Super Bowl this year. Hopefully they can get that one in. And then just special shout-out to anybody out there, you know, doing it and keeping it positive the way they need to keep it positive. So, guys.
Yeah, you want a shout-out, Melissa? Go ahead and give you a shout-out, Melissa.
Oh, me give a shout-out? Well, I definitely could say that everyone that listened tonight, I hope you enjoyed the show because I enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy listening to my voice because you're going to hear it more often.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed. We'll give a shout-out to everybody, man. Shout-out to all the listeners, all the callers, man, and all the guys who call in that are not here. Shout-out to y'all with y'all crazy-ass motherfucking pick of woods. But anyway, shout-out to all the people with the melanin. People all got the melanin pigment. All you guys, man, I want to give a shout out to y'all, man. Y'all definitely, we are one. That's all I got to say. And, shit, man. Shout out to the whole world, man. Shout out to IPT. H. That's it. Shout out to Flossie Jeansy Worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vanessa. So, yeah, I got to give a big shout out to Vanessa Chosen Marie down in Houston, Texas. Girl, you just understand, you are definitely a queen. Melissa, you're a queen too, baby. Do you understand? All you sisters, y'all a queen. Y'all keep strong. Y'all do it good. Listen, indeed, keep doing what you do. Make a dream come true. I can't wait to sit next to you. Yes, indeed.
Boy, you going to think you're in Disney World.
Huh?
You're going to think you're in Disney World.
In Disney World?
Yeah, I'm going to show you Disney World.
Well, you know what? I need to see the world because, and I need some Disney in my world. So why don't you go ahead and show me?
Shoot, I'll swirl on that ice cream cone.
Well, you swirl ice cream cone, girl. You swirl ice cream cone. This ice cream cone gonna be a hard melt. I'm gonna tell you something, but it's all good. Make it melt, baby. Make it stick. Make it melt. You gonna be swirling, right? You be touching the wall. You might mess around, tap out. But that's all good.
Definitely. Oh, that's another thing too. The slapping, the tapping. That's my thing, my brother. That's my thing.
Oh, really?
Tap away. Tap away.
Well, you know what? I like to slap. I slap it and make it wiggle and make it like it's an earthquake going on with your butt. You know, I'm like, hey, yes. You know, make your legs start shaking. You know, like my man Sleepy Brown be saying. She better get some style over here, man. She better chill out. You better go ahead and get up out of here while you can, baby, because I'll tell you something. You can start this all over again. Cause I ain't got no problem with you, man. I can say something to you, make you say damn.
You gonna make me
want to come to visit you in New York. You know what I'm saying? Come check you out. It's really popping. I bring it to your chest, baby. Yes, indeed. Be at your doorstep. Ding dong. Hey, hey. Yes, indeed.
Hold up for just a second, man. I got something just for you, partner. I got something just for you. Oh,
yes, indeed.
Man, they screwed it up, man. That was supposed to have been Darling Nikki, my friend. They messed that up. Hold on, let me see right now if I got it. Hold on. You know what it is? Prince set up and he killed the copyright on that, man. He made it, get nobody to play that. I thought I had the jam for you. I should have played it before. I said, okay, go ahead with your thing, man. Hold on. You know what? I'm never a brother. To sit up and, you know what I'm saying, to disappoint. So, you know what I'm saying? I have to keep stuff real. Don't nobody hang up. Don't nobody do nothing. Hold on.
What happened to it? Wait a minute.
I tripped. I fell. There it was.
Yeah, you know.
You know what's going on, baby?
There's no place in this world that I'd rather
So I tell you, boy, you know, Sugar Ray, you know how to find a song. Boy, you know how to get your thing together. I don't know. You better be careful, Melissa. You know, Sugar Ray might have the right juice. You know,
oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. That song is the jam. You know, that should definitely be our song, you know?
That's real talk, you know? That's real, real. Yes, indeed, baby. Yeah,
you know
what I'm taking? Yeah, you know what
and that
is.
That way you can show me how you did the banana split, you know?
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, yeah, I got the banana, but she's going to be doing the splits.
Whoa.
Don't make me come to New York City because you know I can catch a plane. Ain't got no problem. I go to New York City, and best believe you got to pick me from the airport. Not go in there, not be quiet, be a gentleman, not be cool. I sit there, and be cool, but what you know, you get a little close to me.
I'll make sure I have plenty of plastic wrap for you.
You know, you get close to me. I have my own wrap. You come close to me. You come close to me and you look in my eyes, it's over.
So are you seeing
like
the big apple or the big cherry?
So I think I'm about to come to New York City. I think I want to make a visit to New York City. I ain't never been to New York City. Are you gonna be my reason? Are you gonna be my reason for the first time ever coming to New York? Are you gonna treat me? Are you offering me the opportunity to come there?
What to watch you wanna watch me make my legs shake? You want to watch my leg shake, don't you?
It ain't all I want to watch shake.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more shaking.
You're going to need that second glass of water.
Well, you know what? That first glass of water be good for me. Yes. Yes, they did.
Because you got to be dehydrated, or, you know, you won't be in motion.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You'll be slotted like lotion.
All right. I hear you talking.
You can't start something if you can't finish it, you know?
Well, it's going to be good, man. You know, I take my time. It's good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just want to know if you just, all you got to do is just say the word. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, hey, if you want that to happen, maybe we can make plans. You know what I'm saying? We can do
this. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Sugar Ray.
Let me ask
both of y'all guys this.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask
questions. Okay. Do you like a woman wax, shave, or full of fur?
Damn.
Let's see. So what you're asking is a smooth, worthy of dental floss.
Yeah.
Or let's see. You know,
an afro. Are you like the afro?
Well, you know, I still got one of those old afro pics from back in the days with the black fist on it. So,
the Jerry Curl afro.
I'm about to be versatile, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, all you need with Jerry Christmas is moisture. So, I don't know. I don't really have that particular. I mean, you know, as long as the groove is right, you know what I'm saying? She passed the finger test. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
So you're all right if it gets dredged down there? You still be okay with that?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm kind of a doggy style man myself, but, you know, I'm a multi-position freak, but I don't mind. I'm not particular. As long as a woman got her skills and everything is everything, and I'm not smelling macro or nothing like that, I'm all right. I'm good to go.
You don't want to faint during sex, because if you faint, you know, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I'm still naked.
Sugar Ray, why don't you help me out with this one, bro? Help me out, bro.
Sugar Ray, I got him feeling very, very hot right now.
Talk to him. What's going on? What's up?
Should I ask him? No, I was asking him about, like, you know, what's your preference? Do you like a woman shaved? Do you like her with a little bit of hair? Or do you like the whole full, you know, Jerry curl afro?
Well, I like some, I like it organized and I like it smell good. I don't want no wild bush or shit, you know, no goddamn, you know, just a goddamn lawn that need to be mowed and shit. I don't need that, you know. I mean, just some, you know, I mean, when you go and you're looking and you're trying to get to something, you don't want to go through a whole lot to get to it. You don't want to go through the forest or something. You want to be in the jungle, you want to see the forest, but you want to be able to see the forest, but you want the trees, the broccoli from seeing the forest, you know what I mean?
But Sugar Ray, what if she got dreads down there? Do you think your banana can take it?
No, that's a dick stopper right there. Now my shit gonna go soft right then. Like whoa, hold up, what's going on? You got some voodoo shit going on down there. Some goddamn deep mustache shit, some beard shit going on, hanging some vines hanging off your shit. I don't know about that, bro. That's a little. We have to sit down and talk about that. We're gonna have to listen. Baby, you got to go in there and gotta say that. We have to come again. I can't do it right now. You messed the whole night up, so we have to wait until next night. So when I'm asleep, you go in there and shade it off, and we'll come back to that. You know,
I can't.
You know, you don't want to scare the shit out of somebody, man. You want to make it presentable. And if you do have a little hair, you'll make sure it's trimmed, make sure it's nice, and make the hedges look good and everything like that. Because think about it, ain't nobody gonna walk into no high ass grass. You never know. You might walk out and get a snake bit or some shit, man. You might fucking run, fall to a damn escape hole or some trap. You want to make sure your shit is manageable, because if you ain't managing it, how the hell can I manage it?
You know what? You definitely gotta watch the banana, because once the banana get hooked on there, forget it. You're gonna be like, oh, I'm so sore. I have so much cuts. You know. See, that's why a man shouldn't get thirsty, because once he sees that it looks like, the, you know, a jungle and it has lots of dreads, you know, you just have to leave it alone. You know, you could be a big man and just shave it off yourself for her, you know. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. But let me ask you this, too. If you go and the woman, say like you're getting in the mood, and 10 minutes into doing it and having sex, she smells, and you faint, what are you going to do, Sugar Ray, when you pass out and you wake up?
Well,
are you
going to
run out the door? Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, she take off her clothes and she smell?
No. I'm saying like during sex. You 10 minutes during sex, intercourse. And she starts and she smells. And you fainted. You're you passed out butt naked while she's still on top of you. Now, when you get up from when you get conscious back, are you going to leave? Run your ass out of there? What you going to do in that situation?
I'm not gonna run, but I'm gonna tiptoe up out of there. Grab my clothes. I'm gonna go and wash my shit up. But if it's 10 minutes into it, if you stink,
what if you faint?
No,
and she's still on top of you. What you gonna do?
Well, if I fainted after 10 minutes, I wouldn't be there in the first second, because if I knew she took off her shit, she's smelling bad, it ain't happening. No.
You mean you can tell if a woman stink before you even stick it in?
The finger test.
Yeah.
Really?
The finger test. Hell yeah.
It's a two-short finger test.
Yeah, because if I stick my finger in the
Y'all could be doing two-short finger tests?
Oh, yes.
When you play in at first, before you get to groove, you know, sometimes you take your hands and you start, you know, scratching the records and stuff.
and you know, you're giving us some shit and stuff, and you know, figure out a way to get your finger through, you can smell it. If it's fucking fresh and effective, it's good to go. You're gonna be there. But I'm telling you something, you start getting wrinkled on me after just the first 10 minutes, and you ain't getting you got FPS with the shine and shit ain't right. Look, it's about time for me to look. I gotta use the bathroom. I'll be right back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That time I'm rinsing my shit off, but when I come back, I'm grabbing my clothes. And you know, I just got paid. I got to go. I just got paid. You know, I got to take this call and stuff. You know, I'm still on duty. They called me in early. I got to go. Hey, I'm doing very
well. But what if it's that woman? What if it was a famous woman that you always wanted to be with and sleep with, and she smelled like that? Would that bug you out?
If she's rancid cheese, the only thing she's going to have after 10 minutes is her name. Yeah, because I'm not going to be there. I can't be there. I mean, it's nice if you always want to be with him. That's a wonderful thing. But if you're rancid, that speaks to some problems. You know what I mean? I watch the doctors on TV, and they tell you, you know, if things ain't correct and they're not right and you're just barely doing stuff, it could be some internal stuff going on in there.
Uh-huh.
Because there's going to be the expectation of you if you eating at the Y or something like that, and if you're rancid beforehand, first of all, if you didn't discover while you were doing friendly snacks that something was wrong or that it didn't perform that finger test, then you got a problem anyway. But, I mean, if you're just completely rancid after that, I mean, that means I'm stirring up some shit. I'm going to want to get out of here.
Guys, I have to go a minute, but if I don't come back, that means that I'll talk to you up tomorrow.
Well, that's okay. We'll just fire up another show tomorrow. It's about time for us to end this bad boy, according to my clock here, the studio clock. So, you know what I'm saying? First thing I want to say is God bless you guys for coming out tonight. And for our folks out there, 646-595-3402, this is the place to call in to get it real and keep it real. So for Melissa,
yep.
Sugar
thank
Ray,
you guys. Good night.
Yeah, but let me say the disclaimer right quick, yeah. Man. You know, I want everybody to understand the revolution is not an event; it's a process. So stay active. All right. Glad for calling in to everybody. Hotel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's a beautiful thing. So what I'm gonna do is, you know what I'm saying? Because we had some seriousness in our conversation. I'm going to leave you like I always do, you know what I'm saying, with our folks from Dead Prayers, because we always learning and growing and changing. And God is the most beautiful thing in our lives, and we respect that. And everybody out there is trying to do some stuff, trying to be real, keep it real. You haters, keep doing your job, but you real folks, you know where we at, you know how we do it. So for Sugar Ray and for Melissa from New York, we're going to say good night and good luck.
We can grow. We can develop.
As we know that heaven is not a place, and happiness lives in the heart. Long as the world keeps turning, our duty is to keep on learning. You heard?
Keep on learning. It's soaking up, gang. We gon' go through some things. Keep on growing. Keep on soaking up, gang. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Nobody know it all. As soon as you think you do, that's when you fall. We got to do more to survive. We must evolve. Things change. Just when you think you've seen it all, we trip, we stumble, but we get back in stride. Each day all the way, one step at a time. Don't wanna let my ego and pride make me blind. The elders say when you stop growing, that's when you die. The one who gets the knowledge is the one who asks why. Through the course of life, you gon' taste some humble pie. But I love it. It makes me appreciate the things that I take for granted. Gaining insight and understanding, each one teach one. We got to pass it on. Keep doing the knowledge, building and adding on. With faith in the assumption that nobody knows everything, but everybody knows
keep
something.
Keep on learning. It's soaking up, gang. We gon' make mistakes. We gon' go through some things.
know, the more you know you don't know. And if you don't know, there's more you can know, then you won't grow. What you don't know can hurt you. Discipline is a virtue. Gotta ask the right questions, or else you go in cycles and ciphers and spirals. Information is viral, it's infectious, it's contagious. It had you going through stages like the night. You don't believe that, no we didn't do that. Then reality set in, there's no disputing the facts. Yo, I'm sorry if I woke you up, but when I open up, it's like you smoking. But I'm high off the people, watch me soak it up. Huey said the best education is observation and participation. Study how the people be relating. Different points of views turn bad news to good news. See, it's kinda like some shoes, cause it got to make you move. Treat it like organic food, make it something you can chew. Information you can use, make it something you can do.
Keep on learning. It's soaking up, game. We gon' make mistakes. We gon' go through some pain. Keep on growing. Keep on soaking up, game. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Hey man, it's okay to say you don't know. When you let go of your ego, you're free from all illusion. Dig? Can't make moves in confusion. Don't look for conflict, man. Always look for the solution. My pop said humility is a sign of wisdom. But to really soak it in, now that's a different kind of listening. See, man sharpen man. And every day is another lesson. And it's not failure when you learn, man. It's a blessing. And as the Buddha says, nothing lasts forever. We gotta manage our expectations. The less we crave, the less we suffer. In this way, we awaken. Right understanding, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right focus. Keep soaking. Soak it up.
Keep on learning. It's soaking up, game. We gon' make mistakes. We gon' go through some pain. Keep on growing. Keep on soaking up, game. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Yo, yeah, nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. Sitting on the front stoop right outside in the moonlight. When I take flight, I fly, crank the engine. Then I break out like I'm benching. Thousands of pounds, spit thousands of rounds. And verses, help them out like a found missing person. This time, I'ma try to lounge on the person so people can hear how my rap sound perfect. Could hate a nigga, but in fact it's not worth it. Never know how long you got on this earth, kid. Count them blessings and pay them dues. Keep rolling with the winners, cause they don't lose. In the 2G era, the skies is looking clearer, and nothing can stop them guys that's in the mirror. So thankful that I keep my hands on the bankroll. Can't play the shipwreck falling off the plank roll. So I stay stable like a natural born hustler, kicking that hot shit right for all the customers. Near or far, coming here to star. I'll be pouring out beer in the park for my loved ones. Deep and thick is how my love runs for you. So with no further ado, I'ma smash it. Kick that shit they call acid. 24 hours a day, remain classy.
In the sun, sun, to sun.
In the sun, kid.
Keep blowing, sun, sun, to sun.
In the sun, bro.
Keep blowing, sun, sun, to sun.
Yeah.
We keep moving, sun, to sun.
In the sun.
We keep moving, sun.
In the sun,
we ain't stopping, sun, to sun.
In the sun,
we
y'all.
We on top in sun, to sun, sun. We keep flowing, sun, to sun.
In the sun,
I arise from out my linens to the sun beginning. Kissed by the ray of a sunny day. But I feel it in my bone, a child without a home. A prison cell holds a dream to a black team. I never thought I'd see the day when brothers pledge allegiance to a red, white, and blue that's waving untrue. Yo, here's the 40 acres in the mule, huh? You rather give us Mickey D's in the two, huh? And in the sun, I see the way you pull our heartstrings. And in the sun, I see your old way to new things. Every man has to bow down to God's grace. Every soul has to concede to God's goal. Politicians give religion to a star people. As the Constitution reads, it says I'm not equal. 3/5 of a gift from a love supreme. This gotta be a bad dream, I'm hearing train scream. Little kids are getting warped from computer thwarts. Family structure is destroyed, marriage null and void. All has gotten formulaic, really hate to say it, but I can see it easy really in the sun. in the sun, sun, to sun, sun. We keep blowing, sun, sun, to sun, sun. Keep blowing, sun, sun, to sun, sun. We keep moving, sun, to sun, sun. We improving, sun.
Yo, don't ever think I've forgotten the days black plotting and scheming, sitting in the lunchroom eating and dreaming on about the things we do. When we reach independence, nothing is brand new. It's all still according to plan. Me and man, from decades ago, can't nobody understand the hardships we've been through, sun to sun, on the wake up. Knock, knock, everybody gotta run for the ultimate goal. Can't lose their soul in the process. So unto you, I say God bless. Seeing your face lets me see my own, so I zone and think about the days we got stoned in the staircase, apartment buildings, little children growing in the world so cold, just like pilgrims. We migrate daily. Nowadays we rarely get to see one another, but when we connect, we still brothers. And now we in the corporate world, and the game is different. You get caught up in the twirl if your fam ain't effective. So here's our perspective to help each other, 'cause man, ain't it hectic?
In the sun, sun, to sun.
In the sun, kid.
Keep blowing, sun, sun, to sun.
In the sun, bro.
Keep blowing, sun, sun, to sun.
Yeah.
We keep moving, sun, to sun.
In the sun,
we improving, sun.
In the sun,
we ain't stopping, sun, 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 sun.
In the sun,
we ain't stopping, sun, 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 sun.
Yeah.
We keep blowing, sun, 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 sun.
In the sun.